that's our hot mics, and this is our
stop
hot
saying,
transition.
Stop saying the other things now.
And stop it.
Now
stop
we
it.
Are
I hear some
on,
motherfucker typing.
And we are live.
He didn't say he couldn't type.
Yeah, I guess we
hey.
Did. Hey! Hey, what up? Hey.
What's up?
Well, first, how's it going?
First off, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you
welcome
for
back.
You. Thank you for having me as a guest.
Yeah,
on this podcast.
We had a lot of guests recently.
It's, yeah, I actually sort of am because I'm not going to be here next Monday.
Oh, where are you going?
Going to Vegas.
Oh,
for,
sick.
For the Valentine's Day.
Go see Cirque du Soleil show. They're cool.
No, we planned. There's a Cirque du Soleil and there's a topless Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, yes, there is.
So we're gonna go.
Yeah,
Max is like I performed.
The adult the adult Cirque du Soleil that was too hot for Montreal, so they left.
Yeah, well, exactly. So yeah, I'm not gonna be here next week, but yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah,
guys.
No, well, I always wanted. I mean, we heard a lot of good things about Matt McMuscles, and the fans were saying like, you guys really need to get him on the podcast.
That needs to be a thing where one of us takes like a break for so long because you start getting those comments every while. It's like, have you heard of this? Like, Mac, have you heard of this other person?
But speaking of actual people, we need to get on the podcast so I can
please.
You know.
I don't think that
we got Max back once again, and we got Simmons. What's going on, guys?
Oh, my name's Max.
Hello, everyone.
You're taking my bit, you fucker.
My bit.
Oh God.
You're all stealing from The Simpsons.
It's my bit now.
Listen, we want to appreciate and thank you guys for coming on at what is 11 a.m. over in the past.
11 a.m. is not
insane,
that actually,
right?
It's not that bad for normal people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not normal fucking people, man. We're goddamn crazy.
What time did the stream end last night, guys?
For you.
We were streaming 30. Onimusha 3 into the 4:30s in the morning.
Pacific. Okay, that's 4 hours
ago. You got to respect that.
That's four hours ago.
It'd be great if you're streaming Onimusha and you're streaming Blitz. And so, if you keep going back and forth, the games slowly merge.
Yes.
That'd be
God.
Great.
Genre, no.
Late hits and Onimusha and shit.
I would.
Nobunaga going for the pass.
Yeah.
Fumble.
No. You're thinking.
Nearly
you're,
took his head off.
You're thinking Onimusha characters in Blitz, but what I'm thinking is Blitz characters in Onimusha. And
but
it's
the Blitz
just,
characters are real life players up until.
Or, and I
point.
Know it's not Blitz, but can Nobunaga's face just be torn off and it's John Madden?
His celebratory touchdown dance absorbing the souls of the crowd.
But like Blitz had those codes to change people's heads.
You introduced only Blitz characters into the Onimusha storyline, the story doesn't change at all.
Nope.
Not really.
Well, half of them are Mortal Kombat characters.
Yeah, exactly.
They're juiced up and they're ready to go anyway, especially Blitz the League.
Jeez.
Oh,
what would it be called? Onimusha Blitz 99?
We unfortunately also played Blade Warriors.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I brought that.
Wooly, I brought that the other day. You looked at me once and you asked me if I played Blade Warriors, and I assume you haven't.
Yeah, that's...
Matt, have you played Blade Warriors?
I played it. I brought my copy to the office.
Did you unlock fucking Mega Man and Zero?
I forgot that they're in
it's
that.
It's the only reason to play the game.
It's the only reason to play.
Oh my God, that game is trash.
I tried to warn you guys.
You gotta play it.
That game is fucking trash.
It's gotta happen.
The shittiest thing is that even if you have like a PS3 that can play PS2 games, your number one resource for getting save data for PS2 games is to go to GameFAQs, go under saves, and they usually have like almost anything. There's nothing for Blade Warriors.
No.
There's like Codebreaker saves and Action Replay saves and nothing for virtual.
Well, no, Max, because I know exactly why. Because people beat Onimusha Blade Warriors. They unlock Zero and X, and they were like, now it's going to be fun. Now it's
and it's
be
not
great.
Even like it's and, the version of Mega Man isn't even regular Mega Man. It's like Mega Man EXE or
yeah,
something
it's garbage.
Like that.
Oh, really? It's not even X.
Yeah, it's
whatever they're pushing.
It was Rockman Zero and. And the EX
and then you play as those characters, and you're like, oh, it's just as terrible as it was before. And
it doesn't really change much.
Then you delete your save data when you need to make like room for another Final Fantasy file or whatever the fuck.
Has every version of Mega Man been in some type of fighting game? Like X isn't infinite. A regular Mega Man.
We got Trigger in Tatsunoko.
You got bad box art. And
you got
and
bad
Tekken.
Art across Tekken. And then you're just telling me you have EXE or whatever.
If
on
you count
Onimusha.
Infinite, then yes, I think.
Well, what
so.
About Star Force?
No, Star Force has not been in anything. You're
good.
Right.
Good.
I was just about
good.
Star Force has not been in anything.
I forgot that game existed.
Star Force your way out of this game.
Cartoon Mega Man needs to be in something.
It, he does.
He does.
With the fucking...
Wait, but the old cartoon or the new cartoon?
No, fuck that new cartoon.
Mini Mega or whatever the fuck that thing's name is.
No, I mean...
The old cartoon.
We're talking about the old cartoon where everyone turns into lions.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking about Sizzling Circuits. and voiced by Cheetor.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I get you.
We're talking about the cartoon where everyone says, "Roll, get back into the kitchen." And that's not an over-exaggeration.
Well, that's what she was made for.
She literally was made to be in the kitchen.
Never.
One of her arms is a vacuum.
Doesn't she beat up a bunch of the robot masters, though?
No.
No, I'm thinking of the robot... The robot version of Roll that like attacks Dr. Light.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Got to track down the voice actor for Dr. Light. That's all about Dr. Wowie.
It's eight for sure. Came out on the PlayStation 1 and the Saturn, and it had cutscene.
Yeah, that was one of those. Some guy was localizing in Japan overnight, and he had like 6 hours to get it done.
And he was drunk.
And he fucking did it, though. He did it. He was a hero.
I put my mark on history. Yeah. Everyone's going to remember that Dr. Light performance.
It shipped.
It was a product you could buy.
It hit the shelves.
Yeah. We should do like a let's watch of all Mega Man.
The worst dubs are the ones we remember way more.
Yeah. Well, Resident Evil 1 is the ultimate.
Like, how much do we quote House of the Dead on our streams? And
oh my god, yeah,
suffer like G did, motherfuckers.
Like, you're never gonna quote Knight's Contract voice acting. You're never gonna quote
Near.
it's so good. I told this story once before. Max and Simmons, do you know why Resident Evil 1's voice acting is so fucked up?
I'm only assuming it's similar to the Sega stuff where they were literally pulling in like random people that worked in the office.
So no, they actually had decent voice actors, and some of those voice actors returned later. But what they did is they recorded like 50 takes for every line, and then Mikami and the sound guy spliced up different parts of different lines to what they thought sounded the coolest. But neither of them spoke English.
Oh, wow. They spliced the takes together.
But I read something recently where Mikami said, like, yeah, we had made the mistake of, like, telling them to speak really slowly, and then he had no idea how bad it sounded in the native language.
It's like if you cut up, like, an anime dub based on what you thought sounded the best.
But that sounds cool.
That is the most disrespectful thing you can do to voice actors performing.
But it would be, it's way more memorable that way, though.
I mean, given this was early on when like no one had respect for the job, really, you know, like we were hearing the horror stories about Guy Sirihi, you know, and Silent Hill and shit like that. But wow, that is disrespectful.
Because like the ultimate is like, don't open that door, right? So it's actually don't open that door, and no, not that door. And they just cut those two lines together, and like that sounds great.
Yeah,
I hope this isn't Chris's blood.
Yeah, it's
I don't know where this interview was, but during the remake, right when it was coming out, Mikami said he hired a voice director specifically for a remake, and apparently he said, I used to get in arguments with this guy during remake, and he said I eventually had to secede because he was a native English speaker and I wasn't.
Why would you fight that?
I hired him to do this.
His job.
Guys, all you have to do is look at your competitors in the fighting game industry and find lines like "Wubba Wubba, I'm in the pink today, and I hate Spunk," and realize that kid. SNK
These
made
are
the
all
mistake.
Neo Geo quotes, right?
Yeah. Yes, and all they had to do was ask one person who vaguely knew English to look at every line of script dialogue in the game.
Hey, that doesn't make any fucking sense. That's not a word.
This apostrophe S is the stuff.
Hey,
well,
hey.
Here's my question. Maybe someone can answer it. When SVC Chaos came out officially retail on the original Xbox,
yeah.
Did it still have a stage called Nude Place?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, yeah.
That was from
no
Japan.
No one ever sat there and said, you know, that kind of sounds a little weird. Not Nude Place.
As long as there's not nude people there, I guess they were like, eh.
It's the idea of nudity.
Yeah.
Is Sober the worst
place?
The
place earlier was Fuck Palace.
Is Sober the worst one?
Silver?
Yeah, from KOF 11.
That's a bad one, but at the same time, like, anything
I mean, like, mainline SNK, like...
Well, dude, like, God... There's one that's slipping my mind. Where Yurian.
So Yurian's supposed to be Julian.
It's Julian.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, that just turned out that way because
Urien or whatever.
You know, and then you get all kinds of other like weird like things like that where it's like the amazing. B's become the V's.
But I think
and
Uri, the R's become I think the L's, Urien's
and then someone
fine.
Spells it out yeah. once
because it passes as a new name.
Yeah. But it's like the mistake is as soon as someone commits it to text in like a gamist MOOC or an art book somewhere on an obscure page, you're like, fuck.
Well,
now we know that's how the spelling is.
I still think the weirdest one by far is they thought the big bad was appropriately going to be called Bill.
Buffalo Bill.
Like, isn't it Bill and Julian?
I don't remember seeing anything.
You told
like that.
Me it was supposed to
Bill?
Be
Bill? No. I don't
We
know
can
about
all
that.
Agree that Gil is still not a great name for your final villain,
yeah,
especially
no,
one that looks like
but
that.
But at least it is
Urien's
a name.
Cooler.
At least
in terms
it is
of
a name.
Yeah,
God.
Just put a rum and coke in Urien's hand and you're done.
Yeah.
So, you know, graphic designer sends his final artwork over and he's like, hey guys, so I cool name, right? Check it out. I wrote out this awesome font for BlazBlue. What do you mean there's an E?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. This still confuses me because I'll type out like BlazBlue and then I'll get just wrecked on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right.
How dare you spell my anime game's name correctly?
Well, something I learned way early on was fucking Samurai Showdown is the dumbest because the W is missing.
Why was
the
they?
Official
oh, yeah.
spelling
I remember,
as an OD.
Yeah. I have a theory on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what's spelt weird and wrong? Combat. Why don't we have our own thing like that?
I think you're giving SNK's translators far too much credit.
Maybe I am.
Because in Japan it's called Samurai Spirits. So that
yeah,
wasn't
is.
Part of the
yep.
planning in
But then
its
then why use the lose the W? Maybe it's cuz
they don't spell
because
it
we don't spell
looks
so good.
Slightly cooler.
We don't spell so
I like
good.
Showdown.
No, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Sorry. Silver is not the ultimate. The fucking Steel Battalion A VR, what the fuck was
heavy
it called?
Arms or heavy
no
bullets.
Steel Battalion heavy arms
for
or whatever
Kinect.
Trailer for Kinect that was put out at that fucking trade show where Capcom
oh
spelled
God,
their own fucking name. That's the ultimate.
Wait, you mean Capcom?
Yeah, Capcom.
Oh God, it's been so long. I forgot
Cap-Capom.
That's where it's from.
Capcom. Yeah.
I thought it was from Resident Evil.
No,
that's Revelation.
Steel Battalion 2. Wow.
Yeah.
No, the Kinect
for the
one.
Kinect one.
Yeah.
Oh,
you guys
Max,
need
you should play it.
You guys should stream that.
Yeah, you
well,
should
we,
play
we
it.
Well, we streamed the original. This was like a year ago, but we bought like a fully functional Steel Battalion system
I
unit
saw
for like
the box in your house
one night.
In the guest room, I saw the box.
So, yeah, the box is just still there. Like one evening, and it was actually like the most cumbersome, awkward-ass game ever with more motion blur that ever should be in a video game,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but kind of fun. Like, until you realize that the 90% of the buttons on that stupid stick are useless until after you launch
Nah, man,
the
windshield
like,
wipers, man. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, the windshield wipers and the radio and stuff. I'm like, this is... I'm dodging missiles on this
if,
really crazy giant
if
thing.
You
I'm
want...
not going to just fire up... You know, Kiss FM or some
I
shit.
I would.
Awkward and fumbling, you need to play the Kinect version. Then your entire definition of the words awkward and fumbling will change.
So were we able to beat the first mission?
Yeah,
we were. Not able to beat the first mission.
We beat the first mission. We got...
Me and Pat did, and I don't know if you played
by
yourself.
We're talking about the Kinect version.
No.
We were
no,
able to...
We were not able to...
We were able to struggle through the tutorial, maybe.
Okay, so because we played Stable... We did it as well. We had one night for Mecha Week. We set up the full thing, and the camera's going with the foot pedals. And you know what? It was super worth it for the moments that I was fully in control of a Mac.
Talking about the Kinect version, motherfucker.
It felt great.
We're talking about the funny one.
No. But I'm just saying,
the one where I blew up those fucking Chinese cactuses.
But the one that Max was talking about, it was great because Liam had the instruction books and he's flipping through, panicking to find the pages we need to figure out functions.
Man, that was a night.
I love that feeling.
That was a night.
Yeah,
that's great.
I don't know about that night.
It was a good time.
Can we get a Mecha version of that where it's like fast?
And you need someone flipping through instructions?
No, man.
Telling you how to control JHT?
No, man.
That's
just
bad.
Use virtual on controls.
But then you can't move your hands that fast.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
You can't flip around knobs and 44
I'm
buttons.
I'm a super good mech pilot.
You would die immediately.
You don't even know.
All of you would die immediately.
I don't know if you know this.
You know why? You
your
would all
foot
die
can't
in a
reach
mech
the pedal.
I know.
Yeah,
you don't know this,
but
I can wear big shoes.
You would all die piloting a mech because you would both be too excited.
That would happen.
You would both
I would
die.
Overshoot it a little
but
bit.
But like you specifically want a designed game that you can't possibly play.
Yeah, no, I'll do it.
Oh, God.
Use good the stuff. Fifth pedal for your erection.
So There you go. Let's get into the weeks, I guess, since we do need to rotate.
Oh, I'll grab mine first. I didn't do anything of note this week.
Awesome.
Other than I got into that PlayStation 4 beta.
Oh, you did,
firmware thing.
Well, you get boost mode.
I got boost mode.
Does it boost?
You can enjoy Bloodborne with a couple more frames per second every once in a while.
So
and better loading.
Here's my breakdown of the new firmware. The wallpaper thing is nice.
What's a wallpaper thing?
You can just make custom wallpaper now.
Cool.
You don't have to use custom themes or anything like that. You can just make your own one.
Because I'd want some of the parts. Wait, you can't like do sounds and music.
I don't think
and
so.
Shit.
No, but it's okay. Just a wallpaper.
All right, I'll just delete that off the docket.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
No, great, easy.
I
perfect.
Think he literally said everything that could be said.
It helps.
No,
it's great.
putting games on an external hard drive is easy, super fast. I transferred my entire library over, which was almost full. In like 80 minutes, like really, really fast.
One of like the three or four things I'm like I can't stand about the PS4 is like that's the I'm always running out of space on it.
Yeah, so I slapped a 6 terabyte external into that fucking thing.
For it to finally catch up to the Wii U in this regard.
Yes,
most importantly is that they knew to go with the proper naming convention of boost.
Yeah,
mode.
People said
it should be called beast mode.
You know how bad
Turbo. I could have taken that.
You know how bad the notifications tab used to be, where it was just fucking five columns of fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Now it's just one tab, and it's just like you got friend added or just download finished.
Okay,
and it's fine.
I have to get a new hard drive now.
I guess to officially catch everyone up to speed, what it is there's a new update that's going to allow you to use up to 8 terabyte external hard drives on your PS4.
Eight.
And boost mode, which is going to...
Which I'm about to delve into right now. Please and that do. Is, it's under the system settings, so it's something that it's intended to be toggled on and just left on.
Yeah.
It enables faster frame rates or faster loading times, or in games that have variable resolution... a higher resolution overall in old games that are pre PS4 Pro, like that don't have patches.
Like Bloodborne.
And so I loaded up Bloodborne and I went to Old Yharnam. And Wooly, you will probably remember the bridge that we crossed in Old Yharnam many, many times, in which we heard the game literally crunch.
Right as the bullets are coming this, at you.
We would hear the console actually go, and freeze for a second.
Is this the same part of the bridge in Old Yharnam where it's like I saw the video of a guy playing in boost mode? Where it's like the first part of it's like regular and I'm like, yeah, that looks like it is. And then like when he plays it the second time in boost mode, I'm like, it does look smoother.
Yeah,
it's right before the bullets come at you when you're going down that stairway.
Yeah,
it hitches
so
hard every time.
An extra frame, 5 frames a second may not seem like much,
but it's a lot.
In a game where you're hovering around an average of 25 to 29 and never actually hit 30, it makes a much bigger difference than you would think. It is much smoother feeling. The frame pacing still is not. But
yeah, I was just about to say, like, that's like the frame pacing, which is the, like, the big issue with the game is an engine problem with like Dark Souls 3 on console. But weirdly enough, I don't think it happens on Xbox. It's like dedicated to PlayStation 4, which was some similar thing I watched on Digital Foundry for Final Fantasy 15. But for some reason, like, frame pacing issues seem to happen, like, a lot on PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
And Bloodborne's, like, one of the worst ones. Like, and what's weird is, like, frame pacing, a lot of people don't understand it. The game is still drawing 30 frames every second.
It's not as easy to understand as frames per second.
I'm actually confused
right now.
Frame pacing...
It's just all it does is, for some reason, the engine draws the exact same frame twice. So it's running a constant 30... But it's it would be running a constant 30 with the boost mode.
Yeah.
But for some reason, sometimes multiple frames are duplicated.
Mm-hmm. And also, some frames can be, so say you have 30 frames a second and it's, 37 milliseconds each, right, Max?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so say, like, it's ideally the frame would be finished drawing and completed on frame 17.
Mm-hmm.
On millisecond 17. But for some reason, you'll end up with, frame gets completed on millisecond 1 of the first frame, and then it'll get completed on millisecond 36 of the next one. So you'll have nearly a full second in which the frames don't actually advance, even though it's still running at the same... It's fucking confusing.
The checkout was like 3 minutes ago, and I gotcha.
No, I was writing something down, but I was going to ask Max. Max, like Bloodborne is your, like, personal... like favorite of like all the Souls games, yeah? Or I get that impression.
And top five games of all time.
Oh, there you go. All time. You haven't gotten into the firmware beta, have you?
I haven't gotten it yet. I only just started reading about it and noticing that like it's going out to select people and it's going to come out soon. But yeah, that's like the number one requested game. It's like
absolutely.
All these other games are getting all this attention in terms of getting pro patches and stuff. And it's like, come on, Sony.
Bloodborne should get like a special edition with the DLC bundled in and like maybe like a patch to bring some things up to spec.
It would be interesting to see like if like, and not that we were ever going to, but like if it ever were released on another console, you could make direct comparisons with moments exactly like.
Well, the thing is like the reason why people care so much about Bloodborne getting this thing is because like it's an exclusive and that's where
there's no other way to play it. Yeah.
Sony game.
Like the issues that were the issues that you had with like the PS3 version of Ultimate Marvel, where you had like a I think it's like an extra 2 frames on Super Startups.
The answer to that is play it on Xbox, and then the answer to that later in future will be play it on PC or PS4.
Well,
or
it got ported to PS4 as with the PS3 version, so that delay was still in there, and it was like, come on, and that was part of the game.
And that's essentially why the PS4 version has total balls netcode because it's based on the PS3 version. Yeah, unfortunate that the Xbox 360 version of Ultimate Marvel 3 still runs the best online.
That's stupid.
And you know that, like, there's no, why would they go cross-platform to port? You
also,
know?
Until Dawn, I also tested that. That runs significantly smoother.
Wait, the original or... You don't mean Until...
Yeah, the original. The original. Okay. Like, because a lot of times when they'd zoom in on characters' faces and stuff like that, you'd drop down to like 20 and it seems like much smoother.
Okay, because I've been... There's some friends that are like, would be really into Until Dawn, at least to play it like over the course of a couple hours at a night. And I was like, yeah, we should do that one time. So I'll wait for that. If that actually improves
the only downside I've seen to boost mode is I've seen a lot of people, I didn't do it myself, but like apparently Soma just shits its ass with boost mode on. Really? Like Soma can't handle it and crashes constantly.
Well,
that's what I was kind of wondering. I'm like, if there's an option for boost mode, why isn't this thing enabled all the damn time?
Because it's like you're jury rigging bullshit on top of old games
that didn't know that such an option would exist.
So a couple of them are gonna freak out
without this mode, you know, and that's exactly what it is.
So turn on boost mode. Does your game freak out? No, leave boost mode on.
Of course. And you know there's a new TRC.
Nearly all games I saw better load times and like.
Is there a list of games that actually get affected?
No, the only one I can find is on the GAF topic where people are just breaking it down. Does it work? What is in it?
It would literally be a user like made list of everyone just. Actually
they are
games.
Never going to make a fucking official list.
Because it's
supposed to be on all the time.
No, they're never going to make it because companies like EA, if it turns out Madden breaks on that, will freak their fucking shit if a official list comes out that says shit fucking breaks Madden or whatever.
Yeah. Now the thing is that at the end of the day, like we said, I think last week, this is a cool, unexpected quality of life feature that drops. The ultimate is to still do what Neo does and have the startup screen ask you what type of gameplay you want, whether you want solid frame rate, whether you want variable, or whether you want locked 60 or 30.
That's the dream.
And does Neo come out tomorrow?
Neo comes out in 10 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, later today.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate. But until developers are consistently doing that, you need things like
this. Like boost mode is really nice, but honestly, for our purposes, for me especially, but also for that PS4 in there, that hard drive feature is the fucking shit.
We got to get one for that.
And it's easy.
Do it at home. Bring it in.
You just take any hard drive and you format it in XFAT and you plug it in. That's it. That's
it's
all
just
you do.
Like USB 3.0, Pat?
Yeah, it has to be 3.0. It will not do it on 2.0.
I'm actually kind of shocked that just a USB 3.0 drive is fast enough for those kind of speeds.
Yeah, well, it's plenty fast, assuming like you don't have all the stuff on your PC bogging it down with the horse shit.
Yeah,
like, we can't figure out why the fucking transfer rate on that PC in there is so shit sometimes.
I mean, my first question was, you know, like, is it 3.0 only or
it
not?
It is 3.0
because that
only
will actively slow
no,
games
no,
down.
No, 2.0 is less fast than the hard drive read speeds.
Exactly.
Because honestly, like, I'm at the point where, like, it sucks for anyone that can't, like, afford one, but, like, honestly, I'd rather just all consoles from this day forward always have this ability, like, out of the gate. Because it just makes you not worry.
I will always buy a way larger hard drive than whatever comes in the box.
Like, I have a 3 terabyte hard drive for both my Wii U and my Xbox One. And it's just only when the PS4, when up until this news had, I'm like, why can't you take more data?
No, the
500 gigabytes is not enough.
The, the PlayStation 4 now is turning into like practically like a Sega Genesis 32X Sega CD monster, because I have this device that has PSVR going into one side of the camera popping out the other.
That's true.
Now it's going to have a hard drive sitting on top of it. It's taking up a whole friggin' shelf.
Max, let me ask you, do you have a splitter set up for that? Because you know you can't route HDR through the PSVR box.
Yeah, I absolutely. To even get the PS4 Pro to work, for example, through
Max, thank you very much. You helped me figure out my PS4.
Okay, he had to go through the fire.
I had splitter and HTCP ish or whatever the fuck, and Max was like, use this and do this reboot thing, and it totally worked.
No, yeah. But I think
what's funny is that process did not work for me. It didn't work on my TV. And the weirdest thing about my entire PlayStation 4 Pro debacle, which got a lot of traction.
That was national headlines, was it not? I saw that on like New York Times.
So many people watch this thing, they're like, I have no issues. And I'm like, and all these other people are like, I'm getting the same problem.
Listen, it's good that you have no
really
issues.
It's really dependent on your TV with the PS4 Pro. My biggest problem is that when I first fired up the system, when I first turned it on and I said, just go, it gave me the option and everything showed up fine and said, yeah, it's going to download. As soon as the patch happened, it screwed up.
What?
Yeah, the patch screwed it up.
Patch is bad.
So then I had to figure out what the hell is going on. And still to this day, I can't just plug in the PS4 Pro into my TV and use 1080p. Like 4K actually works right out of the box. But
yeah,
I don't
but you
want
can't.
4K.
You can't. There's no devices that you can plug your 4K stream into.
Exactly.
And it'll fucking spit it out. You have to put it through a splitter. And the splitter has to spit out 1080 and all that fucking stupid shit.
But when you put through 1080 and you just go into the TV, I get black screen and only audio.
Great.
And that still happens to this day
That's weird. That's the opposite of what I got. I got the picture but no fucking audio at all.
Yeah. Weird shit.
And that's bandwidth issues.
A ton of people are running into this. I eventually had to run through a FrameMeister, which is which will process the signal and scale it to 1080p no matter what. So I'm taking a 1080p signal, putting it through a thing that runs out 1080p, and that's the only way I can get the regular 1080p signal.
You were talking to me about the FrameMeister. You're just like, yo, no, this thing's legit.
Hey,
like,
Max,
it fixed so many problems.
You reminded me of something, Max, and I have an open message to everybody out there on every technical and video game forum ever. Hey, my thing is broken, and you go in and you type in the words, "Works fine for me." Fuck off. Fuck off. You help no one.
Yeah, because
your input is worthless.
Yeah, no. Because
hey, I'm really sick right now, and I'm coughing up blood.
Well, I feel great.
When, and then it's like, I guess you would say you are being a complete ignorant dick when you tell people your shit works great.
Maybe you did something wrong because it's fine over here.
I saw the same thing where I downloaded Double Dragon 4 on Steam, and when I booted up, there's just flashing red and blue boxes. And I'm like, that's a hell of a thing. That's fucked up. So I go to the Steam discussion. Yeah. You go to the Steam discussion forums.
Just spit into it and hope it works.
And there's like three things that are like, I'm getting red and blue boxes. What's up? And the first reply in all of them is like, I think you might be crazy. You should look at your system. It plays fine for me.
Yeah.
Thanks. No. Thanks for your very useful input, you fucking bastard.
The first VR headset that I got for
It was wrecked.
It was like, it was just completely trashed, and the bugs that were like, not the visual like corruption I was getting was completely different from what other people were showing off and like we're talking about.
No, yours looked like hardware failure on
weird blue and red. Yeah, like,
I'm sorry, Willie, because I said to you, mine's working fine for me.
Yeah, you did that to me in real life.
I really did.
God damn it. Anyway, but I did want to say that what you were saying about every console having that like external hard drive support from now on is it makes sense because like we're all becoming digital hoarders now, and like the shelf space is now it's like there's no more physicals that we're really collecting as much.
The Switch and the Wii U are still ridiculous in that they only have 32, and that's enough for maybe like what, two games depending. Maybe. I don't know. So that should change, but like. Even 500 gigabytes for us is like we'll burn through that.
Well,
like
games are 40 to 80
gigs.
And most importantly, we need to chronicle things like PT and the Ninja Turtles games that they don't want you to play because they keep getting pulled
I
off.
Fucking chronicle that game.
Someone needs to keep
a
record.
Chronicle that game.
An archive needs to be kept of Ninja Turtles games that get
fucking
pulled
it.
off
Marvel games. Maybe not that Ninja Turtle game.
Well, that's like the crazy thing is that like if you had an Xbox and you were pretty good about that, you know, you could have X-Men Arcade, Simpsons Arcade, Ninja Turtles Arcade.
Oh my God.
And dude, they were like, you know, there were a time where they were all on 360.
Yep.
Not at once, but you know, they were they had like this little like, oh, 10-month window where Ubisoft's allowed to release Konami's game or whatever.
My Xbox 360 still to this day is an archived, like historical museum of Sega arcade games that are no longer available anywhere.
Mine's kind of there too, where like, yeah, I was like, I'm never gonna delete this. Not because I thought that they would be get delisted. I was just like, why would I?
Yeah, I never thought that it would become an issue Afterburner, until it started happening.
Daytona, like Outrun, they're all gone.
Yeah. Now some of those games, like mysteriously, like a lot of them, like the Streets of Rage Vintage Collection, whatever, that's now backwards compatible on the Xbox One. So that's cool that like that's they took the time to even take a few of those. But yeah, Afterburner Climax not being there kind of sucks.
And the really annoying shit is like Shuma Gorath and Jill Valentine.
God. Yeah.
Fucking don't do that where someone can get screwed.
You know the transition from 16-bit to like 32 and 64, it's like, you know, 2D to 3D. It's like I kind of feel like DLC stuff was kind of this transitional period where no one knew exactly what the fuck to do, especially with fighting games, and that results in the Shuma Gorath, Jill Valentine
people
shit.
Were trying shit out, you know?
Hey, while I was taking a piss and holding my dick in my hands, I thought of one last detail about the hard drive shit. Doesn't let you put your save games on the hard drive.
That's sure. Fine.
So you can probably manipulate them.
Well, no, not even that. Like that's I had my Wii U external hard drive die because of the way the Wii U handles save data, it has to go with the game, and that means I'm never going to beat Donkey Kong. That means I'm never going to go back and play Bayo 2 because all that shit is fucking lost to the ether.
Well, now your local hard drive will be your save box, and everything.
That's way less likely to fail than your external.
Games, I might replay those two.
Yeah, well,
I'm replaying Bayo 2 like literally today.
Well, I guess I'm a shit.
So I guess I'll say that, like, yeah, I mean, for not an eventful week, there's a lot to talk about. For me, I same here. I've been working all week, and the only thing
I played some games, but I played all the same games I played.
Yeah,
usually.
The only thing I played for fun was Let It Die, and I'm climbing the tower.
Did you climb the tower?
I climbed the tower.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm on.
I want to jump into that game, but at the same time, I feel like I've seen so much of it because so much of it is so similar.
Yeah,
you should still try because the setup and the story is really fun.
I mean, there's not as much story as you'd hope, but it still is. It's fun gameplay, and as you change every like 5 to 10 floors, you get like a set change, if you would. And it gets pretty drastically different, I'd say. So it's pretty cool. And like the weapons you get to, later on and stuff, and the difficulty spike too, like it keeps it interesting.
I do hope
that game is successful because that is a very interesting idea.
It literally passed like a million downloads, which means literally nothing.
Doesn't mean
but
player.
It needs free. To know how much it actually makes because I was like, man, this is gonna fucking destroy Grasshopper if it doesn't work, and like all we know right now is that it sold like a million digital downloads, and after that, I don't know if it's actually generating money. I sure hope it does.
Yeah, because
were any of you? You know, I don't think any of you guys were at PSX this year.
We were not.
Where it had the biggest booth was for Let It Die.
Really? At PAX, like, there was a massive booth. And I waited
a long time
to get in on it.
I hated the game when I played it there.
Did they have like the Suicide Girls booth babes there too?
Oh, what at PSX?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Calm down, Matt. Calm down.
Disappointment was huge just then.
I feel you, Matt. I feel you. It's okay.
I used to have a Suicide Girls account back in the day.
Yeah, of course you did.
Of course you did.
Fucking undercut loving motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel you. I'm right there with you.
Damn it.
No. I think Let It Die, the thing about it is that there are flaws, and they do start to show a little bit later on.
Bunny just put out a video about that, actually.
Oh, cool. I haven't seen it. Yeah. I mean, we were definitely way too rash in our initial judgment of it. It's way better than
we initially
thought.
Me and you did a video and we were rash?
However...
What the fuck?
While I'm on
like a break, I check that video and I go, why are the dislikes so high on this? And I was like...
Oh, no.
I watched a little bit of it and I was like, okay, it's just...
We didn't get it.
Opening jitters.
We didn't.
I don't understand.
Like, and the thing is that what happens is as you get later in, the set pieces start to Not set piece, excuse me. The blocks that make up the
tile
levels,
sets,
they become very repetitive, and yeah, you sort of know exactly what this level is made out of.
Well, the
hallway four connects to like elbow joint.
The first 15. Thing that I thought of when I saw that game was, oh, you're climbing Tartarus.
From P3.
Yeah.
Not quite as similar, obviously.
But more similar than you think in the sense that, like, there will be, like, you know how Tartarus will have the room with the side banks?
Yeah.
Where an item is in the middle of it?
Yeah.
And there's a certain number of fucking demons in the... It's the same thing. It's like you have that one bank, and it always has
apparently
the same
dungeons in P5 are really, fantastic. Cool.
So there's that. And I mean, outside of that, I've been like just dicking around on Super Mario Run and killing time.
Is that out on Android yet?
I don't know.
Very soon, I think.
But yeah, it's a good time waster.
Month or something.
It's a decent time waster.
Has anyone played that Fire Emblem game?
No, I looked at it and I thought about it. And
I'm not, but everyone's
not
going nuts on
my,
that.
My whole fucking raid team is going nuts over it.
Because it's literally like, keep playing until you get your waifu or your husbando.
Oh,
that's the
exactly
reward.
What I'm seeing. Mm. Like on Twitter, some of our followers are like, oh, I did something in Fire Emblem. And then here's a new picture of Lynn. Here's a new picture of Tharja.
Here's a new picture of Tharja.
Come on.
And I was like, oh, wait, like, okay, so they obviously know exactly what they're doing with this mobile title, your unlocks are.
Fire Emblem starts at Waifu Wars.
Fire Emblem is literally going to be like Nintendo's actual first success on mobile because Mario Run was not, unfortunately. A lot of downloads, not a lot of actual paying people for that. The rest of the game.
Do you actually play Fire Emblem in this game?
I don't know.
There is a tile set in the trailer and screenshots where you have like a battle mode and whatnot.
This looks like a Fire
Emblem.
It's
not just waifus and husbandos.
But that's the reward. That's what you're striving for.
Yeah.
And I get that.
How many of them
glad.
Can I get pregnant?
All of them.
Oh, good.
I'm glad that Fire Emblem, even though it's
all of them,
it's going to
are we
the
playing
lowest common
like
denominator.
Gay's chicken right now?
Yeah, you are.
They're gonna
it's
get
kind of amazing how
they're
Fire
gonna get
Emblem
real
over time
pregnant
turned into
how
the
pregnant
item.
So yeah. Like
big, like Tracy Morgan
like,
pregnant
no, like Big Shiner pregnant.
Whatever the hell you guys are thinking of, I'm glad I'm not thinking of it.
Yeah. Me as well.
You know what? Don't worry about it. It's not worth your thought, your brain.
Very
I
big
have a mental image of Sonic the Hedgehog and Knuckles holding each other, both pregnant.
Knuckles isn't dead.
Knuckles is dead as fuck.
He's not dead.
You just corrected me before the sentence came out of my fucking mouth.
Yeah, no, because I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Well, the dumb thing about that whole Knuckles is dead meme is like, oh, a kid has only lived to be however old. And I'm like,
16.
Wait a minute. Like, he was like 16 when the game came out.
Yeah.
He was dead already.
He died immediately, actually. That's exactly it. Like, what the truth is when after his first adventure, he dropped dead, really. that was pretty much me. Simmons, did you have a week?
What do you do with your life, bro?
Did 7 days occur
in
your life?
I mean, the week wasn't good at all, but the weekend was kind of fantastic because me and Max went to Retro Gaming Expo.
How was that? I wanted to know.
And that was cool. And then I got, if it's possible, I can, but I almost got drunk on butterbeer at Harry Potter Wizarding World yesterday.
Is it amazing or terrible? Because
it's
I'm
amazing.
Getting mixed reviews.
It's amazing.
Of Harry Potter?
Of specifically Butterbeer, because it's the thing I want to try the most about
it's
Hogwarts.
It's amazing, but there's
I
different
think it's
versions.
Crack.
There's alcohol
there
versions
actual drugs
of it.
In there. They've just kind of grifted the FDA and are just selling it, actually.
Okay.
Like, you know, two whole families getting them addicted. So there's three or four types depending on where you are. There's cold, frozen, hot. Frozen's like a slushy, and that's really good, and hot's really good. Cold's whatever.
I want to try it hot.
Max gave it to me when we were in Orlando the first
one. He gave
one.
It to you, huh?
Oh, yeah, totally. And there's like this big, like, frothy white, you know, jizzy top to it, and I just
sure was.
Can
you
I have
you know
can,
how,
hello,
sure
sir,
know how
can
to
I,
sell it?
Can I have the jizzy top?
Yeah, Simmons really knows how to describe
like
a frothy jizzy beer.
Oh, that's the fucking name of my fucking.
Can I just get you voicing
drink.
Over our Budweiser commercials?
The jizzy top.
No, the jizzy pops. Once a jizzy pops,
quenches your thirst like a piss colored
drink. You're not supposed to drink from the top. You're supposed to let it seep in. Use the straw on the frozen.
Here's the funniest thing about Simmons and Butterbeer is that we went to Universal like Orlando, which has it's awesome. Like the Harry Potterville stuff in those parks is really cool.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you got to try
Butterbeer. So we tried it, and before entering this part of the park, Butterbeer is like the first thing you get as you go into like the Wizarding World place.
Yeah,
I'm not a big Harry Potter fan, but I would tell Simmons, this place is really cool. Like, they nail the theming. If you're a fan of this at all, he's like, I'm not really a fan. He used to like watch the shows or the movies repeatedly because he worked in a video store back in the day. So he kind of like, you despised him. Ever since Simmons has had Butterbeer and has gone to that part of the theme park.
This
guy has been like a huge Harry Potter fan, is reading all the books now. That shit, mission accomplished. Universal.
Nice. Yeah, they totally suckered me into it. Because, like you said, we had to get people to pre-order the second movie. So we had to play the first movie on repeat.
Did you say so pre-order
I had
a movie?
The first movie playing overhead for hours on end every day. So I kind of hated it for a while.
Matt, did you forget some kind of pin? Back in L.A.?
Forget some type
of
Matt's Disneyland pin.
Your Disneyland pin?
Yeah.
The Disneyland virginity pin.
There are these pins that Kenny got me, and it's like, hey, I'm a first-timer, point and laugh at me.
Okay.
Because everyone at Disneyland usually seems like they're like a vet. And at Splash Mountain, we got so wet. I got so wet because I was in the front.
That was insane.
I can't believe how wet you got.
That I needed to buy a new shirt.
Wow.
So I got a Jack Skellington shirt.
Oh. That's wet as fuck, motherfucker.
At the nearby kiosk. And then I was like, well, I need to take off all the shit. And I had my... so right now, Max is in possession of a wet Sweet Baby shirt and a wet pin.
Okay.
I'm a first timer. Jessica kindly held that wet shirt in a bag for me because I needed a new one. I was literally freezing
next to my desk in sniffing range.
Okay, good. So you can smell
it's
my musk.
Like Rocky Horror, you know, when you go to Disneyland and you're the first timer there, they want to, you know, draw all over you or point it out.
Because people will then hustle on you. They'll see like, oh yeah, you motherfucker, you're new.
The problem with any time Matt says I got wet, it could also possibly mean he went out and bought the fucking game.
It could also mean he got fucking high as shit.
So you never know.
On PCP.
So you enjoyed the Butterbeer weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. I had way too many.
Nice. Okay. How about you, Max?
Hey, Max, what's up? We went to Retro Game Expo. That was only the other day. And it's neat, mostly because they have a lot of the panels they had seem to be just like YouTube celeb panels.
Okay.
So I didn't feel like we missed out on like a ton there. But if you want to meet like some of those
like
dudes, it would have been really cool.
Jared,
we went completely like incognito. Well, not really incognito. We just went, but we didn't really tell
Max,
many
I don't
people
think you
can
go incognito anywhere with your hair, man.
It's a problem. It's a goddamn beacon of light.
The Portland Game Retro Expo.
It's very, very similar to this one.
Yeah, because those guys were all there too. Yeah,
because I was there.
The best part is the floor. Like they have a ton of vendors that just come from wherever the hell that just sell old shit. So between any console generation that's like ever existed, these guys are selling games and magazines and pretty much anything.
Did you get or find old consoles retrofitted with HDMI?
Sadly, no.
God damn it.
I was actively looking for that kind of stuff, too.
That is the greatest treasure any RetroCon can bring you.
We literally streamed an HDMI N64 game yesterday. So
good.
How'd it look?
The only thing that I was able to pick up, I randomly got copies of like Onimusha 2 and 3 and stuff.
Yeah.
I did find a copy of like mint condition Guitaro Man for $40.
Cool.
Which is pretty good.
Cool.
That game is hiked up in value. Other than that, like I think Simmons got a copy of Albert Odyssey, right? Simmons for Saturn.
I was able to haggle down the price.
Oh my god, I love that fucking game so much.
What was the
super
price?
Super expensive on eBay now. Like Saturn games are dumb on eBay now.
I know.
That's
I've been
flying
looking
through the roof.
I literally just got in the mail today, yesterday, Willie, a beat 'em up that was only released on the Saturn called Hot Blooded Family. And it's literally a father, a son, and a daughter, and they're hot blooded.
Okay. If you guys are ever down at one of those things and you happen across an Elemental Gearboat suitcase, let me know.
Wooly,
send me a text. Wooly, Elemental Gear Bolt. But
actually, you know what? You know what, guys? I'll help Wooly out even more. If you see that Elemental Gear Bolt suitcase, no matter how much it costs, just buy it right away, and Wooly will pay you back.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Oh fuck!
No, dude, wait, are you saying a slipcase or a suitcase?
It's a suitcase.
What the hell?
It's
literally the rarest thing.
Dude, that thing was hundreds of dollars when it fucking came
crazy,
out.
Stupid,
I can't even imagine what it would cost now.
You don't even like Elemental Gear Bolt.
I remember
it's the spirit.
Other than that, the Expo had the only not really
cost?
Actually it is functional. The Nintendo
PlayStation
was
there,
yeah,
too. I read about that. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, they came out to MagFest as well, actually.
I think nice. So, yeah.
Other than that, that was the weekend. This week I spent the entirety of it playing the DLC for Resident Evil 7.
Oh my god,
as
Matt and
well
I got
as
so
finishing up Madhouse mode.
We got
confused.
So fucking confused when we went to load up the game the other day. We're still playing our LP. It's like, wait, is this the DLC? Is the DLC out? What is the DLC? Did it come out?
Did I already play it?
Did I already? There was a point where we picked up a tape in the game and we played it, and I was like, isn't this the DLC?
Oh, no. Yeah, I thought
no,
that,
No, that's Anor Londo.
I thought that, too.
Well, no, it's New Londo.
New Londo,
New Londo,
me.
You bitch.
So you played
the DLC? Like, it's really good, but, like, two-thirds of it is just a remix of stuff that's, like, kind of already in the game and not a lot of, like, brand-new content.
Is this
I don't
the
think
one
the first
free,
DLC
though?
Pack is, like, in terms of new content, worth $10, but
holy crap,
like, Ethan Must Die is some of the most fun I've had in any Resident Evil game.
Max, I saw a clip of you walking into a room and getting fucking exploded the instant you said it was safe.
Was
that from Ethan Must Die?
That's Ethan Must Die. Okay. Like, it's literally one-hit death. You go through the entirety of the mansion a very linear way. Like, you can't get lost. There's one way you kind of go, but each room has a unique set of challenges and traps that are completely different from the main game that will try to kill you at any cost.
You know what that sounds like?
Dark Souls?
No, it sounds like a harder
Dark
version
Souls,
of...
but like ridiculously unforgiving because there's no way you can know that this trap is going to do this and then you die then you get sent all the way back to the start and you have to redo it all. So by the time you're finished with this thing or near the end, you've gotten so get gooded at it that you look like you're speedrunning the damn thing because it's like, oh, dodge this guy, duck here, open the door, close the door, dodge this, duck that, grab these two bullets, go over here. The nicest part about it is that every run is unique because the boxes that are your items, their items aren't like hidden anywhere anymore. They're only in boxes, and the boxes have star ratings from like 1 star to 4 stars.
Cool.
They're all random, completely random. So you can be at one point where you only have a bunch of healing items, which are friggin' useless because you die in one hit anyway. And now you have to figure out how to kill these two enemies or at least lock them behind a door to progress to get to the next box to pray to God there's a gun in it.
That sounds
it's nuts.
Like a hardcore version of Fourth or Tofu Survivor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the battle mode stuff where you had to go through one path through the area. Well, and it was super hard. It was challenge mode.
Did you have a one hit death? Like
No, but what it did is, and Force Survivor was the first one, and that's with Hunk and RE2.
Yeah.
And what they did was they gave you like they gave you a handgun, a magnum, and a shotgun, and some healing items. But they said get through the fucking deepest, most basement level all the way to the roof, and they fucking stacked those rooms with enemies, just absolutely ridiculous. Like I only beat it once, and I fucking love that game to death.
Hmm. Cool. That's fun.
Yeah, I think this is like. Like it feels like a lot of the remix of like kind of like modes and ideas for completing old RE.
It totally is. The only thing that's completely unique is the bedroom tape. And that's actually pretty good because it's all a puzzle. Like bedroom is a unique thing where you're stuck in a bed and Marguerite comes in and feeds you food. And you have to solve a puzzle in the room to get out. So Marguerite doesn't know that you've been out of bed.
That's
cool. the biggest gimmick of it is that you move all these items in the room to try to solve the puzzle, but then Marguerite gets like a noise happens and she knows that you're moving around.
Right.
So you have to get back into bed and put all the items back in a way that was the same when you started.
Cool.
So that she shows up and she starts looking around the room, and depending on what you did, she'll either freak out because you moved something or anything, or she's like okay with it and continues like her little, you know, like pre-canned stuff that she does.
Right.
It's actually pretty fun.
Interesting.
Sounds
okay.
Cool.
I can't even find the suitcase version of Elemental Gear Bolt on eBay.
Well, there
man.
You go.
You're not getting
I
that. You're not getting that
but
shit.
I'm sure
I don't even realize you're
find it for you.
Anyway,
before we get into your week, Matt, let's take a quick word from our sponsors.
Sure.
This week, we're sponsored by Loot Crate. So...
I'm aware of them.
Yes.
I would like a box, please.
Well, but what would you like in that box?
Whatever is currently popular.
I would like... I would like one t-shirt.
Please.
I would like some form of badge.
A bobblehead, perhaps.
And or novelty USB item.
That is awesome.
I would like...
That is exactly
I would like
you'd be getting.
No. I would like a comic book of something that I haven't read before.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got the perfect thing for you. Loot Crate. Monthly subscription.
I said
box.
A box, you motherfucker.
It's a box, but they
call
it a
crate. All he has is a crate.
All right, well, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
And you flip it inside out and you get a little fancy pattern on the inside.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. Every month you get a different theme and you get it shipped straight to your door.
To my door.
And February's theme, because their themes change every month,
is theme love?
It's not love.
Oh, okay, good.
Fuck that. It's build.
Build?
Build.
Yeah. So,
is that Minecraft stuff.
It has Lego Dimension stuff. It
That's
has
fine.
Tetris stuff.
Oh.
It's got Power Ranger stuff.
I don't get that.
I think the
Power Ranger stacked build to make a giant
exactly.
Megazord.
Is, you're right.
To try like, build a franchise back together.
Hey!
Thank you, Simmons.
And,
thanks.
Batman
builds gadgets.
He builds, and he had to build the Batcave. It's a little bit of a stretch.
He builds little boys up into men.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So if you want to get in on that, you have the the 19th at 9 p.m. February Pacific time to subscribe and get in on the build crate. So if you head on down to lootcrate.com/super, enter promo code super, you save $3 on a new subscription, and get in on that build. Build theme.
Build.
Thanks, Loot Crate.
Thank you, Loot Crate.
Thank you.
We are also sponsored by Creature Quest, which is an iOS and Android available game.
Oh, it's on Android.
Yes.
Let me check that out.
So it is from the creator of Heroes of Might and Magic,
John
Van
Kangen. Okay.
And
you worked on one of those, right?
I worked on one for the DS. Here's the puzzle game made by Capybara. That was incredible.
Oh, that's
game.
Not okay. That's probably not related.
So,
Heroes of Might
Creature Quest is it's an ever-changing map where you explore and you collect creatures. You fight them with a turn-based strategy and in-depth RPG mechanics.
That sounds like
there
that.
Are over 500 creatures, and if you're into strategy RPGs, you would probably enjoy this. It's also got PvP and PvE modes, so check it out. Creature Quest is available on Google Play, the App Store.
I'm trying to find it right now.
iOS and Android. So,
oh, there it is.
Take a look.
Oh, it's relatively high reviewed, too. Must be good. Oh, it looks pretty nice.
That's a guy who made a thing that knows what he's doing. I'd say so. Cheers. Thanks, guys.
It's been a while since I even heard the words Might and Magic being even uttered.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really pretty.
And with that, let us get into the 7 days that took place in your life, Matt.
I'll try to blaze through it because I've been away from this podcast.
Because by seven, you mean like 35?
35.
Now my clock timer is here. It's at exactly one.
Okay.
So that's 1 hour exactly.
Okay.
Let's go.
So just to blaze through some stuff, I went on a cruise.
Blaze it.
It was really fun. Highlight was going to Mexico on an excursion where I was just super drunk in the ocean with like green in my cup.
Yep.
Like, oh, the green shit?
I went, you got green? And they're like, I got green. Don't worry. So these nice fellows had all these drink cabanas set up. And I'm in the ocean. I'm like, da 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 da, boop boop. And I assumed Liam was lying about this, but he wasn't. All they sell in Mexico are predator statues. They think he's real.
I love it.
I at all the little gift shops or whatever, you just go through and you see like, you know, like fake bullshit Hulks and Captain America's and football jerseys and shit. But then you see legit bronze and bone statues, and Liam gave me one when he went to Mexico the other year. I was like, thanks, you got this at some like comic book store. He's like, no, I got it in Mexico. I was like, fuck off, I don't get it.
And like straight up Yachua faces or like just hunter only?
No, just anything, like stuff chiseled out of bronze and other stuff that was just repaints of NECA released official figures where they just put like bling on the Predators.
Okay.
And I saw one that's made like out of like silver. It's like, or painted silver. It was actually really nice. So I got like a little figure. Yeah. And I was like, oh, how much for this? I got the green in my hand. And he was like, oh, yeah, for you, like $30. And I was like, ah, $25. And he's like, oh, okay, sure. And I'm like, yeah, bartered.
You haggled with Mexican.
So I'm on the beach and I have like a drink in one hand in front of a statue in the other.
I can already visualize this
exactly.
Whole situation.
And we're on this cruise, and it's like the hugest cruise ever.
You're the drunk version of you on a beach. Seems like a fucking 17-year-old girl at a fucking spring break.
Which we met because there was a bunch of like this whole family of like, you know, a mom and a dad and like three like daughters and like a son, and they're all from Kansas, and they were like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I got a Predator statue. And they're like, what's that? And I was like, ah. Oh. And I just walked out of the way. I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. So
not worth talking to after that.
Yeah, no, exactly. And this cruise was like a thing that's so big that you'll never get into a pool. You never will. It's just so packed. There's like five pools. There's an infinity
pool. How many people are on this boat?
4,000.
Too many.
That's too many people on a boat.
You need a ghost ship.
There is an infinity pool, which is
a
pool.
You need a JoJo strength boat.
It's suspended above glass. So you look down, like off the edge of the pool, and you're like, oh, that's the ocean I'm looking at.
Oh, like a Hitman level.
Yeah, like a Hitman level.
Okay.
And I never got in there until the day where, if you're on one of these cruises and there's excursions, you go on one excursion. Don't go on any others. Because if you don't go, everyone's gone. So everyone left on the excursions that we did not go to, which is like another a port in Mexico.
And then you get the boat to yourself.
Everyone's gone. Just everyone. There, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm in this boss-ass pool. So the cruise is really fun. I also finished the entirety, 6 seasons of Downton Abbey.
What?
Wow. So do you remember the last time, I think the last time I was on the podcast, I talked about I was watching The Crown, which is the Netflix original show.
What's going on with you?
So since now, I like that.
Everyone's talking
like that,
about The Crown. So that's understandable.
It's very good. It's like one season so far. But then Leanna was like, well, maybe you might like Downton Abbey. It's been years since I've watched
it. Start watching fucking Coronation Street next.
It's different than that because literally Darkman shows up in Downton Abbey where he's got this bandaged face and like, I inherited.
This is just a fucking ploy to talk about.
I inherited all the money. And they're like, no, you didn't. So Downton Abbey was really fun. We just finished the last season.
Was it?
It was I did, because it was actually really fun where I'm like, oh no, Mary's being a bitch again because she hates Edith. Because anyway.
God, that's English.
It really was. And there's some guys that show up. Gerard Mormont from Game of Thrones shows
up.
I
hate that guy.
Matthew Good, Ozymandias from
Watchmen. I hate that guy too.
Shows up too.
That's awesome.
Wooly, why do you hate England so much? Yeah.
I hate the Englanders he's been listing.
It was really fun. The first 5 seasons are on Netflix, but the 6th and final season is not on there. So we had to get that on Xbox Video. That was really fun. Terrace House, the new season.
Of course.
Aloha State. All
are
in
they
Hawaii.
Are they in America?
They're in Hawaii, and what they do is that they got a lot of Japanese people because a lot of Japanese people go to Hawaii,
of course,
and live. So they all speak Japanese in the show, but they all speak English that's better than mine. So sometimes they'll break into English, and my mind will just shut down because it sounds better than how I or you talk. And I'm like, whoa.
Takes a real native speaker to fuck up their own language.
It really does. And some of these cast members... When I watched the first Terrace House, the first group of people were like, they're okay. This first group of people that starts on Netflix and it has part one, which is 8 episodes, and that's part one. This is the weirdest distribution method I've ever seen. Part one is out now.
Yeah.
But part two will coming up later. It's not season two.
Okay.
It's part two.
Well, yeah, no, they find the mask at the end of the first one, and then they go to they see the Pillar Man.
Speaking of which, JoJo, the start of Phantom Blood is perfect for Downton Abbey.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, there it is.
Because I'm like Matt's straying out into the wilderness, and he's bringing back Downton Abbey.
I brought back some tea and crumpets.
And I'm like,
nah, what? but
Terrace House is really, really interesting so far. Aloha State, because it's in America, basically Hawaii, and there is people on the show that are like, think more like Americans because they've lived in Hawaii for like 3 or 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, maybe I'll try doing this. And then the actual girls in Japan are like, maybe don't. Don't hold my hand.
Okay. You disgusting pig.
Just disgusting pig. So that's only at part one. I finished it. I watched it with Star Exorcist and Leanna. We just burned through in one night, 8 episodes. It was really good. I went to LA, as Max and Simmons know.
And anybody who watched that stream.
Yeah, anybody watched that stream of Predator Concrete Jungle.
You fucking bitch. Why would you do this to people?
They never played it. Max,
I saw you. I saw you on Twitter. Your Slow Beef is like, I'm going to play fucking Streetwise.
Yeah, yeah,
and you're like, fuck you, Slow Beef, I'm in here. And then you go you go to LA and hang out with Max, and they're playing fucking Concrete Jungle.
Just
you're fucking
ruining other people's lives.
You're bringing your fucking bullshit everywhere.
Yeah. Spread it. You got to smear the shit out, and when you're out of room in your own room where the whole ground is shit,
then you just draw a big smiley face.
You
right?
need more square
you gotta
footage.
You gotta open the door out and start rolling the shit into other people's space.
In Matt's defense, we did play X-Men Origins Wolverine, and I hadn't really played a lot of that game, and it's fucking great.
Oh, that game's awesome. Character action game.
Yeah,
that game's good.
We're gonna play that when the movie comes closer.
I remember the demo on 360. Like, it was really
so
good.
The only problem with that game is levels go on too long. It's the same level over and over and over and over and over. But, like, the actual combat is, like, amazing. But I spent a bunch of time. Remember we spent, like, 30 minutes in Venice Beach last time, Muscle Beach, and all that? Are you a real Rasta?
Looking for Tony Hawk levels and points.
So we spent a bunch of time here. And what I don't understand about Venice Beach is that it has the Venice Canals, where if you go on the regular street, you see all these houses, nice houses that have these huge wood fences and shit. You cannot see the front of these houses. But if you go along the canals, it brings you to the back of these houses where you see their backyards. Mm-hmm. And no one gives a shit. There's no gates. There's no whatever. Mm-hmm. There's all this expense. There's a Shang Tsung palace I saw.
Nice. Just break into their house and steal their shit.
And there's birds everywhere. I'm like, I don't get it. Why is the front so protected and the back, which anyone can literally walk along?
Any ocean creature that decides to come fuck up your house can just
octopus,
walk through your doors.
A bird, whatever. I don't understand. Max, any insights on that?
So Venice is on the other side of the freeway, and that's like a no-fly zone.
So, okay.
I very rarely would go down to Venice when I lived in Santa Monica, which is like, Santa Monica's one
really
side of the freeway up to 10. Mm-hmm. And then there's Venice where the air audibly becomes stinkier. I think that makes sense.
It does.
And the entirety of Venice just becomes fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
As if Santa Monica wasn't already really weird, man.
You got to get in there to collect the letter skate. But then once you do...
VHS tapes.
Then you got to leave as soon as you collect them.
We went to this Italian place that was really, really good. But it was just like, I sat down and just as like I'm sitting in the thing, like a bowl full of garlic bread mini bites just is brought there. And then my meal showed up 20 minutes later, and I'm like, I'm fucked up.
You fucked up. You ate all the garlic
mini
bites.
They were the best garlic mini bites ever.
You should have just left.
I should have left.
You're an adult.
You shouldn't. No, here's what you do. You tell the wife, hey, call me on my phone. Call me on my phone. And then you get a phone call on your phone, and you just go, oh, what is it? Oh, no, I'll be right there. And you just run out.
We were both there.
Oh, yeah, no. She like dials you like under
really
the table
obvious.
And it's
so
and, you know
obvious.
Come on
no, we were the only
works.
Ones
that's
there.
Pro tips.
We went there really early and we went to Frankensons. Remember when we went
Frankensons?
It was dude, you need to like
I
next time
know,
we're in LA,
you now you sound like them.
I know
everyone,
you need to go because I didn't
insisted,
know
insisted yeah
I just
and
thought,
it looks amazing
it's
it looks amazing
it's a collect Frankensons is a collectible show. It's basically a con merch room all year round. And Max and Kenny and Simmons had all said like, oh yeah, you guys need to go. And we didn't get to go last
time. I try to
day.
Go once every 3 months at least.
Because it's worth it because I go there and like you can't haggle prices on action figures and stuff. So I got the Gorilla Alien, the new reissue of it, the Mantis Alien.
Does it have the ability to dunk in water and shoot out
it
water?
It actually does not.
Ah, I have that.
But one. It looks cooler than the regular one.
So it's just, it's a cool version of Marché aux Puces, basically.
Kind of, yeah, because all it was action figures, cards, comics, whatever. And there was like really, really legit, like brand new stuff from Japan, but old shit. Like I forgot that Todd McFarlane released a whole series of I'm going to help out my friend action figures, which is here's Savage Dragon,
okay.
Here's Shadowhawk,
okay.
Here's all
oh
these
my
fucking
God.
Things.
Old Image,
that,
wow.
Yeah, exactly, Old Image. I'm like, there's a Savage Dragon action figure. Who would buy that? No one, because this was a mint in the box.
So how many? So how many did you buy?
I got the zero of those, but nice. I got the Clan Leader Predator, which is based on the old Kenner Alien versus Predator line. And I got a Punisher figure that was apparently a Walgreens exclusive.
There's only one.
And I got the Captain America Rob Liefeld collection with the stupid titties showing up on Captain America with the bad proportions.
There's one that I want to know about.
Yes.
One. And you can take a guess.
They had reboot action figures. They had everything.
Yeah, I have those. That's fine.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You don't have these.
They're gone. They've been.
You don't have these.
Now they've disappeared out of existence.
I called Billy. He's shoving them in
what
the trash right
say?
Now.
Manga Spawn.
Well, I'm a little disappointed,
yes. Manga Spawn.
They had Manga Spawn.
They had Manga Spawn.
How much was it?
I didn't see, but they had Manga Spawn.
Because
they had all the Spawn. They had Spawn Turbo Riders.
Okay, they could. They must have had the reissue Manga Spawn, the new shit.
Dude.
Because the old one that like was the rarest and like most ridiculous
one. Shut up.
It's incredibly hard to find.
The first booth I went to, they had a bag, a Ziploc bag. It says entire McFarlane Metal Gear Solid 2 collection.
Okay.
So it had all the Metal Gear Solid 2 figures in a Ziploc bag. All of them, and I'm like, that's so legit.
Was it a bag that was it's hard to see through? Like,
no, it was perfectly
clean bag,
perfectly transparent.
Hey, Simmons, what are you disappointed in?
That there's a whole booth that sells like every fucking street shark known to man.
Yeah,
and I never heard Matt talk about it
because I already have a good collection.
He knows I'll mute his mic if he talks about.
I already have a good
Willie,
collection.
I'm glad we're starting to get on the same page. Now tell me about biker mice.
Let me finish. Mm-hmm. I already have a collection of Street for Shark figures that that a fan gave us when we went to LA, I think the first time. And that's in the office right now. I brought it in yesterday.
What?
I think we're good for Street Shark figures. Yeah, you leave.
Frank and Sons is cool because you'll find like random, incredibly rare, weird shit, which is always what I'm like looking for.
I
first discovered some old Alien versus Predator art prints that were of like 1,000 only issued from Dark Horse back in the early 90s.
Dude, there's a... Max knows this, but well, there's a guy that had his own Predator Alien dioramas where he took the glue gun to make alien slime and made his own scenes in little diorama boxes.
Are you hiding street sharks in this office?
Yes. Cool. Not hiding.
I couldn't find them.
And of course, we went to Max and Jessica and Kenny brought us to Disney World, which I was on the outset.
You went to Disneyland, motherfucker.
Disneyland, I'm sorry.
Worlds in Florida,
which we're gonna. By the way, Max, we already planned our trip to Universal Studios. In Orlando around the same weekend as WrestleMania, because
say WrestleMania?
Russell, yes, with an R. I made peace with it.
You just gave up.
Just gave up. So we're gonna do that.
It was always WrestleMania.
So we're gonna do that, but like Disneyland was really awesome, in that I had the best corn dog of my life. I had this corn dog, and Max was like, "You should get the corn dog. You should buy that.
Just get the corn dog. Just get it."
So I got this corn dog, waiting in like a 10-minute line, and I was like, "Okay, oh, so good."
10-minute corn dog.
Matt was like in the middle of Disneyland Street with a corn dog in one hand and something else in the other. All that matters is that his hand was full. And as he bit into the corn dog, he's in the middle of Disneyland Street saying, "I'm so happy right now."
So if you guys haven't figured it out yet, Max is like this theme park Willy Wonka.
Yes.
So if you go to the theme park with Max, he takes you over to some food area and says, "Try this." And
Willy,
then you do,
this
and then
dank
you
shit
addict.
Is good.
Willy, if you ever want to go, we smelt a smell.
Yeah.
We saw a thing. People are carrying around gigantic turkey legs, just a slab of meat in a foil thing. And every time I went by, I went, "Oh my God, that smells
like
so
the
good.
Kind that heals your HP."
Yeah, this is the kind that heals your HP.
Wall meat.
And
probably large turkey legs.
Yes.
And everyone kept saying in like Twitter or whatever, like, "You're in Disneyland. Oh, get the fucking turkey leg. It'll restore your HP." And we never actually got one because we were always like kind of fulfilled or whatever when we just ate something. We see like couples just like both slavering on this meat on either side of it. It was amazing. And of course, Kenny knew exactly when every pitcher on every ride was going to get taken. So did five times every time and knew it. And then my pitcher is me going like, I don't know what's
is
going on.
Is it now?
The
is
classic.
It
now?
Yeah, yeah, the classic.
I love the photos of
you talking about XKCD right now?
No. The people that went up to, I want to say Splash Mountain, and they got a chessboard and glued the pieces together.
You are talking about XKCD.
Okay.
That, XKCD invented that gimmick, and then people started to do it for real.
I didn't know that was where it came from. But like playing chess on the way down.
I think there's people that did that with like a GameCube, a TV, and Melee.
Yeah. I think so.
Fiends,
my picture for Splash Mountain was literally the only one I was prepared for. I was just like going,
with your head on your chin.
Yeah, and then everyone's just taking pictures of the photos.
I really want one of those photos of me one day to be me vomiting on every single person in the ride.
Nice.
It would happen.
You can't find those.
Immortalize that forever.
It would happen.
I gotta go JoJo pose at least once on a.
Well, everyone thought Kenny was doing JoJo poses.
You have to be a. It's got to be a sitting pose because if you stand up, you'll be like decapitated.
You gotta polar F point and then get back down real quick.
And Max will agree with me on here. The best ride there was Cars. There's a Cars ride because it was the newest.
Yes.
Because when you go through Pirates of the Caribbean, all this whole shit, you see all the old shit. Then you see a very super advanced Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
That's way more advanced than all the other robots. And he's just like, and I'm like, whoa, he looks really good. Everyone else looks like shit. And you go to Cars, which is the newest ride, which is literally, you're on it, you go through like a garage, and the animatronics, like, I know this might seem ridiculous to you, but when an animatronic car comes up to you, I thought it was real. I thought,
yeah, you know what?
The hydraulics on the car, the bumper that moves to make its lips move, mm-hmm. looked like the fucking cartoon.
Matt,
I was amazed.
You're very
right.
Actually,
you want me to spoil that for you, Matt? You want me to like shatter that illusion?
Please do.
That animatronic, it's half animatronic, half projector on
because
the on because
there's a projection eye. On the windshield of their eyes. That animates. Oh. It's amazing.
They also do it on mouths and stuff too, especially on like the Frozen ride at Epcot. Like, that's how they get away with it.
Matt, you're right.
Like, it actually bugged me for a while too.
Well, there's a couple at the beginning of it. Like Mater, I think, actually has his mouth moving. Like it's not a projection, but a lot of them do have projection.
Projection
is like the new tech that's in all the rides.
Yeah, that's
now.
What brought Tupac back to life.
Yeah. Cool.
I love the idea. I love the idea, though, of like these like Rock'em Sock'em Pirates next to a Westworld Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Like, that's really good.
That's not a bad descriptor of it.
They start to cry and their heads catch on fire.
But the cool part of the Cars ride is that once you're done all that and they soup up your car, because you actually get into a car with like four people, and then you race against another car filled with people. They pretend like you're on the racetrack and you see who's going to beat each other. And it was a very short ride, but it was like literally the most production value. The actual track was huge. It looked like a Route 66.
Okay.
The only thing
that could make the ride better is that when you pair up with the person that like the random other people that are on the ride and you start racing, they don't play the stupid ass Cars music. It straight cues into Speed Boy from Initial D. That's the only way it could be better.
That'd be great.
What about Magical Sound Shower? Because that ride is Outrun.
That would be pretty good.
The only bad part about the entire like Disneyland in general is just you guys telling me about all these arcades that they used to have that they closed down.
Dude.
Yeah. Well.
Dude, well, yeah, I first played Tekken syndrome. 3 here.
It used to be better before you came.
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of sad about that.
There was an arcade by Space Mountain. It was two stories, and right over the escalator going up to the second floor of just more arcades that you never saw anywhere else was like about a third or half scale model of an X-Wing and a TIE Fighter in mid-battle.
And this is like years and years ago, right?
This is like 15 years ago. Okay. This is actually even longer than that because they started to change a lot of arcade games that they held. Like, they took out a bunch of shooting games. They had no more shooting games anymore. They took out fighting games, anything that was essentially violent. So you had a whole bunch of, like, downhill ski racer and, you know, old wave race game from Sega and Top Skater. Because ever since Columbine, Nintendo got, like, super hands-off with anything. So all the House of the Dead games, like all the Street Fighter games, Alien versus Predator, all that stuff that I kind of discovered at Disneyland was all gone. And they eventually just phased the whole thing out.
I just kind of think that there's a lot of fun.
Was the one who told me it was Columbine that did it.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was the catalyst.
When we went to the round one, I finally played Tekken 7.
Yes.
And, like, the only bad part of it was, like, the cab I was playing on was, like, a really shitty resolution. But whatever, I played Katrina, like, the model girl. Like, her moveset was amazing. I played Shaheen. And, like, Tekken 7, like, now that I actually got on, like, Rage Arts just changed the game where I'm like,
Rage Drive, I have this
really good move. Yeah. I don't know whether I'm going to use it now or not. And it was just, it was really, really fun. And I had a really great bunch of matches of King of Fighters 13 because they had the arcade version of that there where I played against a fan that, like,
let you really win.
Sorry?
What?
I won two matches and I lost a third, but it was really, really fun. And I was just like, Tekken 7, like, now that I've actually gone hands on with it, like, I was always kind of like, ah, oh, it sucks. It's just the same. Like, it's not a.
It's not.
Until you play it, you're kind of convinced. You're like, oh, this actually does feel really good.
I mean, it's just the same type of characters. Like, it's just basically an extension of Tekken 6, really.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of graphics and story and characters available. When I actually played it, like, Rage Arts really changed it up. Or instead of just stupid generic rage of just, oh, I do more damage and I'm faster.
Well, I mean, I get why you wouldn't like it because it's not exciting. But it is now cool.
I like it.
But it's in there. And I guess the thing is, when you have it, it's still rage mode.
Yeah,
so if you don't pop your drive or your art, it's still your normal rage, right? And you can just use that flash.
But the move has fucking armor on it. People hit me while I'm doing the rage or nothing happens.
Can you do two in a row?
No, because you're spending your canceling. You're spending your rage.
My master class technique will not work terrible. Here.
But what you can do is your rage. It is safe on block, though. So if you
there's I got kind of this opinion. I haven't really talked a lot about Tekken 7 because there was a point where my, like, hype gauge for that game was, like, maxed the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sometime right after E3, especially when Akuma was announced. It was like,
absolutely.
Yo, this game. Yeah. Oh, my God. And at E3, when they started introducing the story stuff and seeing how the cinematic elements, like, blend right into gameplay, I'm like, this is really awesome. And I got to actually play it with the Akuma versus Heihachi fight. I'm like, this game is going to be sick as hell. Like, when's it coming out? And there was still no release date at the time. I'm like, okay. It's going to come out at the end of the year or something like that. And then it essentially has been, since the last time I played it, delayed an entire year. When it's going to come out at the next E3 now. And that time that the game is going to come out is literally going to be within a month released of Injustice 2 as well as potentially Guilty Gear Rev 2.
Yep.
I'm like, just delay it again. Like, seriously. Like, even for a casual audience, like, casual people are just going to bite and sink their teeth into Injustice 2 for sure, because Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
I really want Tekken 7 to have, like, a moment to breathe.
I do, too.
The first half of the year is crazy.
The fact that we've been waiting this long
year is just nuts. And even for fighting games, the middle of the year is crazy. And then the end of the year has Marvel, so...
The fact that we've been waiting this long is a bummer.
It's like the perfect time to make me, like... not be excited because there's just too much shit out there right now.
Yeah, I feel like it is a bummer because it's been so long since it's been announced, and we've been waiting for it, dude. And of course, like, Japan has already gotten
their
hands
on it. How long has it been out in arcades? 2 years?
It's like two and a half years.
Jesus fuck,
Japan's had their hands on it for a while. But I guess, like, the thing to keep in mind is that their approach to this is the opposite of what Capcom's was with 5.
100%.
And that's the most commendable part, is that they're taking their sweet time. I actually wish they would take more time.
Packing it in, right?
There's going to be so many features in this fucking
thing. So it feels as, and here's the thing, is, like I said, the last version I played had that weird delay every time you land a throw when you're doing this synced screen play where you both switched. Well, I forgot what it's called, but, like, when you're playing on two screens.
The screen sync, yeah.
Yeah, and like, there's a weird, like half second or so. It's, like, really long delay every time you land a throw. That's very weird, and I didn't like that. But I feel like, besides little issues like that, they're packing it in with features, and it's doing the opposite of the bare-bones Street Fighter V release.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two sides of, you know what I mean? Like, a coin that
it's a tough coin.
A bummer.
I've been following the game, like, actively, it's like I've been watching Tekken 7 matches. I've watched characters go from, you know, nothing, and new characters come out to be gods, and then those characters get nerfed into the ground. Like, I've seen the entire life cycle of a fighting game for a game that's not even out yet. Like, I feel like Tekken 7 came out, I played it, I dropped it, and then here we are. I'm waiting for an update.
Absolutely.
Like, but that actually hasn't even happened yet.
Like, I feel like, I remember when SF4 had its location tests and we were all going nuts and getting as much footage as we could out of that. And the arcade version came out. And then the console version came out about, a year after that?
More, yeah.
2008 to 2009.
And we played it at that arcade in Toronto. And, like, that felt like rabid. And, like, still not totally figured out, you know, stuff like that. Like, by the time we got there, like, we knew Sagat was Beast, right? Mm-hmm. We knew stuff like that. But it's like, yeah, this is a live, vibrant game. Now it's finally coming to consoles.
A fighting game is amazing.
And then Tekken 7, like, that game's been out for, like, when it comes out here,
so back
it will
days,
have been almost 3 years since its release.
Back in the days of fighting game releases, though, when you'd be updating
kind
of
how it
and
used
checking
to be.
Threads on the Madman's Cafe
yeah.
for cell phone footage, it would be a solid 10 months sometimes of just random match footage before you get your hands on it.
There's only so many HO fucking tourney placement videos you can watch.
Yeah.
And I've been watching Green Tekken stream the game in 720p, like 4 meg bitrate, really good looking streams. I've for like a year and a half now. Mm. So, like I said, it just feels like I've already played this game and it's come out, but it actually hasn't yet. This is duplicating what happened with Tekken 6, because Tekken 6 was out in arcades and everyone was playing it, and then Bloodline Rebellion dropped and everyone was playing it, and you had to go to arcades to play that stuff, and then finally Tekken 6 came out on console, which was essentially Bloodline Rebellion. But it was like the game had already been out forever. It didn't help that the netcode was straight trash on the first Tekken 6, but it's a similar situation where for some reason they just hold off for a long time to give a better product. But I feel the time frame they usually release these games is like conflicted with all these other titles that a lot of people that might want to casually pick up a fighting game have a lot of other options.
At the same
fans
time,
are
though,
eat it up, of course. Like, I'm absolutely going to buy it.
Yeah,
and I hope that I'm going to have enough time to learn it, because Tekken's a tough game to get good at.
At the same time, though, I can't help but feel that while the casual player will have more options, the casual player is not going to be as burnt out as you were, for example, following everything about it for a year now. Once it's out, and it's gonna be an option, and they're gonna have it in their hands, and it's gonna feel new, you know. Like, if they've been just seeing trailers here and there, it's still kind of fresh to that player. But yes, they're gonna have to decide between a couple of other things.
I really, really hope that if there's a new Virtua Fighter in the near future, that they don't do what Tekken does. Just let me finish. Because like Virtua Fighter would do this, they would wait forever so they could get the latest revision to come out. And then no matter how late they waited, a new revision would come out immediately after the fucking game shipped. It was so fucking frustrating.
I like how you're preparing yourself with demands for a game.
Shut up.
I'm just as much...
Just take it if it comes,
Just as much anticipating...
I said I hope. That's not a demand, you motherfucker.
Pat, just like you, I can't wait for Dead or Alive 6 be released.
That being said, remember that Sega poll that said, hey man, what do you guys want? Like, VF was way up there. It was one
VF
of the top ones. People want a new Virtua
Similar
Fighter.
In games that don't exist and that are going to exist, and I'm completely convinced they will exist, I can't wait for Soul Calibur reboot. It's just going to be called Soul Calibur. It's going to focus on characters and not have the crazy mechanics of 5. And it's going to have Bloodborne as an exclusive PlayStation character. So there's going to be a Bloodborne
Hunter.
Max
is
the character's name is going to be Bloodborne?
Yes.
It's going to be Old Hunter.
His name is the Junta.
I'm going to say it should be the Junta.
Like a stage based in Yharnam where the moon changes each round.
That's pretty okay.
Come on now.
Okay.
Come on now.
I can already see it.
This shit writes itself.
I hope that if they do reboot it, that they get another name, right? I hope, like, because we've
Soul Edge 2.
I hope we go into Soul something else.
Soul Calibers.
I know that they're like, you like holding on to a name because of branding and such, but it'd be cool, you know?
Well, he's a big fan of Steve Blackman getting the Soul Edge.
Well, that's lore that's fresh. We're still figuring out what to do with it.
Soul again, Shamrock?
I mean, look, I'm not going to tell them what to create, but
you should.
But you will.
Yeah. After Edge, Blade, and Calibur, I think they can find something interesting. I just want to quickly give a shout-out to... you'll appreciate this before we get into the news. Pat, someone named Sam sent one of these, which is...
Let me see that shit.
This is the maze.
Let me see that shit.
Someone sent a cool 3D printed version of the maze from Westworld, and it has a ball in it, but that little paper is stopping it from falling out.
So that's like that.
Yeah, so that's really cool. Thanks, Sam. We're gonna put that up on the wall somewhere, and like you can play with it. But it wasn't meant for you, so you can't possibly solve it.
I bet I could solve it
if
though.
If you're a fan of Westworld, like
there you go.
Yeah,
hold that up. So people,
I did.
Oh no,
you it's fucking okay. Fools!
That's a metaphor.
This is what happened.
It was not meant for us.
Dropping that on the floor is a metaphor. Yeah.
Also, that reminds me, happy birthday to our buddy Cranky Construct today.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Cranky.
Ooh, Cranky has a birthday.
Yeah, no, he was born.
Wow.
How old's the Crankmeister?
Yeah. Younger than all of us.
Well, probably.
X number of years ago, he fell out of the, like, fursuit animal.
Okay. That's okay. Don't worry about that.
From the moonlight presence.
Yeah, well, however that worked. I don't know. Is also, it a bear? I think it's a bear.
Yeah, it's a bear.
It looks like a bear. Okay.
Also, really quickly, took
do you not know?
Don't I know?
Also, really quickly, it took Vernon Shaw and Jared Rosen from Hot Pepper Gaming. They were in Montreal randomly, and took them to a Montreal brunch. And I was like, "Did you do the poutine?" "Yeah, I did the poutine." "Have you heard of Dirty Dogs?" And I was like, "Yes." "So you know Dirty Dogs, Wooly?"
"No."
"Dirty
I'm not
Dogs
familiar either." Yeah.
"Dirty Dogs won Poutine Fest 2 years in a row now." And they opened up a location near my place, not too far.
Dirty Dow.
30 different types of poutine.
Sounds legit.
You should go. Because we went.
Considering...
hey, Wooly, you're looking a little too healthy right now.
Yeah. You need to get some poutine in you, son.
Yeah.
Poutine Fest. This is a thing I've never heard of.
In our summer.
Completely in the dark here.
I discovered a place that delivers ramen yesterday.
Oh, I'm fucking disgusting pig.
No, like, no. No, dude.
That's a fucking next level. What? You're going to have the garbage food you make in a fucking shoe because you're too lazy delivered to you?
Oh, God. Anyway.
You sack of shit.
Do you have some cookies left in your pocket you should be eating right now?
I don't.
Perhaps some chips off of the table?
Hey, listen. Those table chips taste delicious. Yeah. I marinated them in my own feet.
Nicely done. So, you mentioned Vernon, and you mentioned Hot Pepper Gaming, and that actually, there's a question that popped in that I saw that I was so, like, livid at this.
Livid?
Livid.
Okay. Basically, someone pointed out that apparently, as of this morning, Hot Pepper Gaming is no more.
It's true.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Hot Pepper Gaming put up their last video today, and it fucking sucks. Because what that means is that Pat cowarded his way out.
He waited long
enough. Of never having to do it, and now it's over.
Well, we could just steal their gimmick and just do it ourselves.
We could just make you suffer for our fun.
We could just do it.
I mean,
I got an email
in a really gross soda.
Why are they over?
They're all busy.
We literally did everything we wanted to do. We can't push this anymore.
They're all like, and they're going on to jobs that are like real.
Oh, what?
Because they have been doing a lot of things, and it's
job. What?
Know. Well, yes. Jared works at Riot Games.
Yeah, and
Vernon
and
works for Game Grumps. So
they're busy, and it's understandable.
Oh, okay,
but yeah, it sucks.
Well, the reason
the
reason I never did it is I never play games to completion soon enough after the release for it to be like worthwhile to do it. You want me to just eat one on the podcast?
I'd like you to eat one on the podcast.
Okay.
I'd like you to suffer.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna eat the fucking ghost pepper. I'm not gonna do that
because you have to be. Because when they said they did everything they wanted to do, it was like Xavier Woods eating 4 habaneros in a row. Reviewing Smash Melee, Smash 4 rather.
I'll do a podcast on hot peppers, man. I'll fucking do it. Don't you call me a pussy. I'm a coward.
But you won't eat a ghost pepper.
Fuck that. I'm not stupid. That's not cowardice, Wooly. Like, I still remember having a really, really long conversation with you before you did this. I'm like, Wooly, we get it. You're very brave. You like spicy food. I want you to seriously consider what you're doing here. Watch this video of this big, tough man, tougher than you, just vomiting all over and crying like a bitch.
Of course.
And you were like, no, no, I wanted to be cool. I'm like, okay, motherfucker.
That's what I said. I wanted to be cool.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I said.
Well, that was the intention. It's like, I
want to be good, but also I
want to be a big man and see everyone what a big man I am.
Okay, but
and everyone saw.
Look, knowing that I can handle hotter than regular things.
Yeah.
I do need to amp it up. That being said, I don't want you.
You amped it up too high, man.
But I don't want you going with no like bitch level.
No, I'll go for something in between the ghost pepper. What do you have? Yeah,
I want,
dude.
I'll
go in between six digits of Scovilles at the very least.
Okay, well, is that in between the two things?
That's less than a million.
Okay, I'll look
but
it up.
More than like 25K or some shit like
dude,
that.
Dude, you guys like hot peppers. We got this shit in California called Sriracha. It's so spicy.
Well, you know what else you got down in California? The fucking California Reaper, you fucking psychos.
So,
ghost pepper wasn't enough. We had to manufacture fucking super peppers in a lab for weirdos.
So, sriracha sauce is the shit that I basically guzzle.
Oh, is that the shit you throw on all your food?
Yeah, and honestly, like, that to me, this is not like big dick talking or whatever. It's just literally like, it's really not.
Hey, well,
that
have you been,
bad. It's
you
super
been,
mild.
You've been keeping up on fucking pepper tech.
I haven't.
Because every now and then you'll be like, you look at the Carolina Reaper like taste videos and you're like, oh, and the guy just crunching it, like, oh, no biggie. And then the related video is like, eats a pepper and the pepper is like H4B2M6.
The labs, they've walked out and they've got like a new thing and they're holding it with like that shit that they're holding the isotopes in the Simpsons intro with. Mm-hmm. You know, like the tongs. And you're just like, what are you doing, science? We don't need this for anything. The elephants are already scared of the Bujolokia. There's no reason to advance this. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
There was a parody video where they're like talking about exactly that, and they're at the level where they're like, okay, we need to amp it up, and when you like opening this bottle will kill all life on Earth. It's like,
I wonder if I can drink the whole bottle.
Still not. Meh. You know,
the new pepper is going
to
require you to get an E-Series head and an E-Series arm and then put them together. Oh, God, it's an RE7 joke.
It's an RE7 joke. Okay. Why is the head so much smaller than the arm?
I don't know. It's weird, right?
It's weird.
Yeah, it's like a shrunken head.
And the head has arms on it. I don't understand.
Yeah, I know.
I got to beat that game.
I don't know. Like, Margaret was into some weird voodoo shit or something.
Some weird voodoo shit.
Okay, I thought you were making, like, a like almost Deus Ex joke almost. Like, you need like, bio parts to handle this or something. But
no, Deus Ex is too meta.
Oh, God. Someone uploaded that clip of the fucking What a Shame.
Oh, you finally saw that?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
There's a mission in Deus Ex.
I explained it last podcast, but it's the fucking not a few
Holy
podcasts ago
shit.
Where J.C. Denton is tasked by a daughter to save her father from nefarious never-do-wells. And the quest is written, the quest proccing is written in such a way that if the dad dies for any reason, it prompts J.C. Denton to go, what a shame, he was a great man. And that includes completing the entire quest all the way up until talking to the daughter, which means the daughter and the dad are standing right next to each other. You pull out a gun, you ice the dad like a cold motherfucker, and then she goes, oh no, dad! And then JC just goes, what a shame. He was a great man. And then she goes, oh no, JC, what do I do? It's fucking ridiculous. It's like, absolutely ridiculous.
And the thing is, her reaction is actually kind of tame because it's like almost like a, oh my goodness, my father, no. And it's like he's just having a very peaceful, normal conversation after you blow him away.
It's the
fucking
best.
Video games, man.
I love you, video games.
All right.
Now, was that in the most recent Deus Ex or was that like Human Revolution?
Deus Ex original game, like the first PC game.
Oh, OG.
Yeah. Matt, while you're walking back there, your bumping of the camera has offset it completely, so you want to just rotate and fix that.
Oh, no.
Yes. The universe is balanced.
You gotta point it back at me. No, at me.
Other way.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, no visual bits. So listen,
thanks, man.
Let's talk about the news. Getting into game news and not so much game news. There were a couple things that got announced. Here's something that everyone was waiting on, and then, God, what, 8 years later, no one's waiting on.
What Avatar is it? 2 is going to start filming now Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5 have finished being written. So,
you know, it, so it actually has not started yet.
Nope.
No.
Avatar 2 has not started shooting yet. And how are you going to use the same cast without them looking 8 years older?
Because they're Na'vi now. Remember?
So no more humans at all. And
they're going to get Tarkin'd.
Oh, man.
See, the Avatar things, you know, I liked Avatar the movie or whatever. But here's the thing. I kind of liken it to Grand Theft Auto games being released versus Call of Duty games. So if you wait a long-ass time, you're going to make money forever.
I don't know,
instead
man.
Of pumping out the movie
There were people going through like some kind of fucking Avatar depression shit that could have gone for some more Avatar.
I was super
make them
wrong.
Wait.
Yeah,
make them wait.
Yeah, whatever the planet was called, post whatever depression.
Pandora.
Post Pandora, yeah, depression. I was super wrong because when I heard the first announcement that they're like, yeah, they're making an Avatar sequel. Everything else that he's planned is going on the back burner for this.
No.
And they're making three sequels, actually.
No, they're making the Battle Angel Alita movie with Robert Rodriguez.
Well, they shipped it off to other people, yeah.
But you like Robert Rodriguez.
I'm talking about back when it first got announced, we didn't know what was happening with Alita, right?
True.
8 years ago, they're making sequels. This thing was huge. Avatar made tons of money. And I'm like, what about
James Cameron's
Gundam?
The king of
what about
the fucking
all the
box office
we're supposed to do next? And,
nah, man, blue naked cat people.
Right, so I thought they were like, oh, man, they're going for maximum cash-in, right? Immediately. And I was mistaken because 8 years have passed.
No, they had to build up to maximum cash-in.
So the cash-in's happening, but they clearly don't mind how much time passes between them.
Fox has given dates for these movies to come out. And James Cameron kept going, no, not going to be ready by then. And he's at a position where they go, okay. Whatever you want.
Would you like us to clean your balls again, Mr. Cameron?
We can if you like.
It's kind of weird to think that with Avatar 2, if you were a kid and you went to go see Avatar, you went entirely through several grades in junior high and high school.
You touched a boob, maybe.
Avatar 2 will come out and you're in college.
You thought of
whole new audience. So Cameron specifically told he in an interview, he explained that his focus isn't on Avatar 2. It's on 2, 3, 4, and 5 equally.
Oh, fuck off!
They're all being developed equally, and I just finished the script on 5.
Oh.
So I'm now starting active prep, and we'll be working
on
part 2 in
August. I'm not going to front. It's like five or six movies. It's absolutely ridiculous. I could see the world that was created be a trilogy, and that's good.
No, I can't even see it be a trilogy. What the fuck is there to do? It's
There's
Dances with Wolves,
planets.
It's Ferngully.
Honestly,
there's multiple planets,
the audacity aside,
it's like a universe.
The ridiculousness of the Babe Ruth pointing at the stands here that we're seeing, the event, not Event Horizon, what's it called? Advent Rising. Calling the future now.
But unlike Advent Rising,
you have
this
all
is the
most money.
Profitable movie in the world.
And guess what? When they drop, they're probably going to be good.
Yeah,
they're probably going to be good movies. But it's sort of ridiculous.
This is my two minds about it because I'm kind of like split on it. One, like, don't doubt James Cameron when it comes to sequels. I mean, if anything, the guy's proven that sequels. He knows sequels. But it's 2, 3, 4, and 5. Back to back to back to back to back. So he's doing all of them, all four of them at once, which is weird to me. And the script writers he brought in for each one of those movies are terrible.
I'm excited.
I'm talking AVPR guy is writing.
Shut
one
up.
Of the
but James Cameron hated the AVP movies. They delayed a Ridley Scott directed, James Cameron written Alien sequel well before Prometheus.
Yes.
You think you would hate those dudes.
Now, the actual date scheduled for Avatar 2 is December 20th, 2018.
Ooh.
So I don't know if that means we're going to be seeing like a 2 year apart releases of these things or if it's going to be like...
It'll probably be Star Wars Lord of the Rings prequels.
1 year. Because all he needs is shooting and post-production, right? Actual script writing, he said, is all done.
There's nothing more efficient to me than how Star Wars is coming out now, which is
one
major movie, spin-off. major movie spinoff.
I actually think it's too fast. Honestly, I think
it actually
annualized.
No, but
anything.
It actually well, here's is, the thing. As Willie, long as it's not the fact that there's a spinoff in the middle is actually
that's
what
the thing
makes me
because the answer to that
movie.
Problem is don't go see Rogue One, and you would have been itching for more Star Wars by the time Last Jedi.
But Rogue One was better than Force Awakens.
If only
I don't know if it was.
So
I will say it was.
So I don't know if that's true. I think you may be wrong.
If we got a dream match in between every official KOF year,
that's right.
It would have been fine.
Yeah, I would have been okay with that.
We wouldn't have had all those bum years.
But Wooly, Childish Gambino is Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
How do you hate on that?
I'm not hating on that.
I'm not saying you.
But
hate
Woody
on
Harrelson's going to be in Star Wars, just like he was always meant to be.
But that's awesome. Yeah. I would love to see.
No,
Woody
I was. I was not being sarcastic
okay.
at all.
Okay,
I was dead
sure.
serious.
No, I just feel that. I generally feel that anytime you annualize something, it's really risky, and you risk overexposing it to people.
I do
I think
as
you're
long.
Right,
it, you know, he's right in the sense that if it was like, let's say, six
like
new
the
movies,
Super Bowl.
If it was six new movies that are in the main timeline, the fact they're like, how about a spinoff every other year is what I think makes a happy medium of like, you don't actually have to see this.
Listen, Disney's going to fucking Star Wars as hard as they want to fucking Star Wars. This is the best people are ever going to get.
Pretty damn hard.
Yeah.
This is the best.
You know it has just begun.
Yeah.
Willie, did you see
you
that
don't
other...
spend that much money and not use the goddamn license.
Did you see that other bit of James Cameron news? Is that James Cameron is getting back the rights to Terminator.
What?
And wants to make one final movie that reboots, like, that forgets all the other bullshit he was not a part of.
Okay.
And he's having the director of Deadpool be the director of this while he would produce slash
we're
gonna
what a weird crossing of wires.
How many times can we clean slate this bullshit? Can we beat Spider-Man?
If there's literally anything that could be clean slated bullshit, it is Terminator.
Yeah. All you do is you have the start of the movie and he goes and shoots fucking Daenerys and boring
that,
face.
That would be all ignored.
Just fucking shoots
him.
I'm
happy that Terminator
just
doesn't work without
that
Arnold,
movie
though.
Existed. I forget that movie existed, so I'd be happy just forgetting it.
Which one?
Genesis.
No, not Salvation. I would always forget Salvation over Genesis.
He's gonna fucking make a new one.
I can't argue this because they're both bad.
It's gonna be like, right. Here's your new Terminator. Terminator Mega Drive.
Just Genesis wasn't
nailed
offensive.
It. Yes, it was.
Salvation
was
hurt me.
Yeah,
Salvation hurt
worse.
Me and my eyes, and it's horrible color palette. Like it's an Xbox 360 color palette. You know,
there's a rant
like, the
out there.
The whole movie was just gray. I'm like,
but
Wooly,
I'm glad that James Cameron would get the rights because he literally had a clause in a contract that says. 2019, I get the rights back.
I think
that's
that
awesome.
There's a Salvation rant I went on. And I don't know if it was on the podcast
we were on YouTube to capture our conversation walking back from
Unfortunately,
Salvation.
I don't think we
why was there a
on.
Valve?
why was there a mug on
and
the
a
desk?
Pen? Yeah, anyway, look, it was great.
But I think...
Fucking.
I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and talk about how much better whatever is than Salvation or whatever. But what I will say is that Terminator Genesis may have had the most damaging trailer I have ever seen
a
film ever.
True.
Yes,
it's true.
I agree.
That's true.
That trailer... damages that trailer removes two full points off that movie
and some of the worst casting ever in a movie.
But like, for
John,
John
Connor
right?
are terrible.
But
the casting.
Yeah, but
but for everyone or who?
I can't even remember. Like the guy who plays John Connor looks like some dude that would be on a sitcom.
The guy that plays John Connor is terrible. The guy that, but what's worse is the guy that plays. Kyle Reese.
Oh yeah, wait.
Or the Channing
worst.
Tatum guy.
Yeah, that guy is okay in a few movies I've seen him in. He's okay as the bad guy in the first Jack Reacher movie, but he was the worst. Like even Anton Yelchin, who like passed away, the guy that played Chekhov in the Star Trek movies. He passed away. He played a good young, like he was a good actor, but the guy that they got to play fucking Kyle Reese in Genesis is the fucking worst.
He was
isn't that Jai Courtney.
Well, that
Jai Courtney. Yeah,
that's the part of the movie that I feel like what bugged me the most. Whereas,
yes, I agree.
I generally enjoyed the rest of it. Honestly, remember like. The usage of Arnie was like
it was great.
Was really fun.
I didn't like how they fought the fucking Mass Effect 3 Star Child at the end.
And that's basically it. Is like all in all, I did enjoy like what was happening in Genesis up until that stupid main villain. You know?
It's not good.
I saw Resident Evil, the final chapter, by the way.
When Daenerys opens the fire truck door and is like, come with me if you want to live, and in her version of seeing it, I was just like, oh, it's over.
This movie's
done. That's fine. No, but I can see that. Yeah.
The problem is that, like, James Cameron has, like, probably the best female protagonists, like, in movies.
True.
Like Ripley and Sarah Connor, like, they are great because they're thought-out characters and nothing just focuses on them just being a girl.
Yeah.
A lot of the shit that comes out, like, for the new movies is just so... It's so horrifically cringeworthy. It feels like they're trying, but missing the point completely.
Did you feel Max moving his head around as he said that? I felt a motion where he was like, oh, I'm so frustrated.
Hey, Matt.
God damn.
Let's close this off and you tell everybody what you fucking told me about Resident Evil, the final chapter.
So I saw Resident Evil, the final chapter. The last line that is said is that my name is Alice and my work is not yet done.
Fantastic.
That's new credits.
Actually, no.
They end the final chapter?
No, I'm going to close this off with...
The final umbrella chapter.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
No,
many corporations left to fight.
They never fixed that loophole in HCF from Code Veronica.
They could go to Code Veronica. They could fight Tricell. They could fight anything. But really, really quickly, the first hour of the final chapter is actually a really solid action movie. Or I was like, whoa, why is this not a bad CG fest of bullshit? And then the last half hour is exactly that final bullshit of bad CG.
Wesker's the president, right?
No, he's not.
Not anymore.
The bad guy is, again, the main... Like, here's the actual thing that makes it, like, even halfway, like, remotely watchable. Is that
Wesker.
Against Gerard Mormont is the main villain of this movie. And that guy's like, I'm going to ham it the fuck up.
Wooly, at some point in those movies, Wesker absolutely is the president of the United States.
He's not.
No, someone told me he was the president.
He's not.
I need to look this up.
Yeah, at the end of the movie right before this... He's just sitting in the White House in the Oval Office desk.
No. He's sitting on top of the White House, and then there's a whole bunch of people there. And there's a bunch of zombies coming after them. He's not the president.
He's just sitting in the power
seat.
He's just
sitting there.
Okay. Well, anyway, the actual end note to the story that I wanted was the fact that Robert Rodriguez is his Battle Angel Alita is, or excuse me, Alita Battle Angel is coming out July 2018.
2018,
yes.
That's good.
Wow, so James Cameron isn't going to get to make his dream movie.
Because
that is his dream movie, is Battle Angel Alita.
And yeah, but Ghost of the Shell got handed off, like a lateral, like this is the same thing. Like, both of those things were listed early on as, like, amazing, like, oh my god, these are rights that got optioned by Spielberg. You know, he was interested in whatnot, but then in both cases, it was like, fuck that manga shit, we're too busy.
Would you rather James Cameron wait until all these Avatar things are done, and then he does Battle Angel Alita in, like, 2021? Or would you rather him partner with someone and develop a director that we
it's the better solution.
I actually prefer
that. it's the same as Ghost in the Shell, where it's like, should we wait for Spielberg to get around to this? No, okay, hand it off to someone else so that it actually gets made. I get it.
I think Cameron's still involved in the movie.
No,
though,
he is. He's producing it.
It just, it just, like, the original excitement when I remember in high school
hearing
about this and reading the IMDb
page. Man, that was so long ago, huh?
About both of those things getting adapted. And, like, I was like, what are the fucking odds that Cameron and Spielberg want to both get in on some manga? Oh, man, 10 years from now is going to be great. And
turns out your best hope was actually
second best.
Fucking Del Toro.
Plan B. So whatever.
Grease that shit up.
I legit hope Ghost in the Shell is good, though. Like, as much as I was like, this movie's going to be trash garbage.
Yeah.
And then I saw the trailer, I'm like, okay. All right, there's a couple of dumb
Super Bowl
shots,
trailer was really good, actually.
Just don't embarrass the French.
I'm still waiting.
I don't think
they'll embarrass. Did you watch Aeon Flux?
I feel like they're trying really hard.
Who watched Aeon
Flux?
No
one.
It's the fucking worst.
Of course,
I don't fall asleep.
Hey, it's got Mila Jovovich.
It does not.
No, I'm thinking of fucking the other thing with the color name, Ultraviolet. Thank you.
Yes, you are. Oh, Pat, you made me so happy. This is the first Ultraviolet reference
reset
ever.
The clock.
I'm out of here. Yeah, all right. Good night, everybody.
But that Aeon Flux was Charlize Theron. God, that
Ultraviolet
was
and S.A. Rios in the same week. I'm not ready for this.
Oh, this podcast sucks.
Oh no, S.A. Rios is so deep.
Anyway, look.
What else you got?
So there's that. Now, every once in a while, asset flipping is a thing that happens.
Oh, you're talking about China again, aren't you?
No.
Oh, no, wait.
It's
no,
time never. To go on down to our boys over in Brazil.
Oh, the other China.
Because, you know, when you want to talk about places that give very little fucks, we can talk about...
No BR?
Slam finish.
No BR?
Oh, yeah, okay.
No.
There
no.
you go.
Soul Brain, Night of Darkness. This is a game that has popped up, and it was officially, there was a trailer that officially popped up on Sony's page. And this is a game that literally grabs every single asset from something else. To start on the list, we're looking at we're looking at music from Ori and the Blind Forest.
You sure are.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We're looking at artwork.
Like Nier Automata.
An elf wallpaper artwork stolen from DeviantArt. We're looking at a shield from Skyrim. We're looking at a character model taken from Terra. we're looking at their official page has a Dead or Alive character picture with Legend of Zelda text. It is unbelievable.
So my favorite news story is that Sony doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Between and this and Black Tiger?
Life of Black Tiger. And someone was saying this to me is that they fired whoever was vetting Sony independent games. And the people they brought in don't give fucking shit.
So that happened, and the trailer is terrible because all
what the fuck is this place? Because
all you're looking at is just footage of the character running around with very little combat.
It's amazing.
Highly humorous to me, but at the same time, it just seems like PS4 became Steam Greenlight.
Almost.
That's the problem.
Not quite, but...
Because, again, like you just want a...
Oh, the proud Brazilian flag on the beginning of this
you
trailer.
You want a quality vetting process, at the very least, just not like allowing shovelware through the gates.
Or at least not... Oh, I don't know.
Just kind of...
See, I'm just saying, man, this is... Brazil just doesn't have the extreme vetting that America now has.
Yeah.
So the description for this game on the PlayStation Store.
The people want extreme vetting.
Matt, this is for you. The description for this game on the PlayStation Store says, "The old gods have forgotten this land.
No one
could save our people when darkness began and to spread and to collect the souls of men for his army. Soul Brain, Night of Darkness is a 3D exploration game.
Jesus fuck.
It takes place. It's about a young warrior." Tired of struggle, that must wield his sword to rescue his people from darkness and avenge the death of his parents.
All of it!
Monsters and warriors. Stop.
I'm tired of struggle.
I will now read the description for a game called Odalis.
Yes, please do.
The old gods have forgotten this land. No one could save our people when the darkness started spreading and collecting human souls for its army. Odalis is a classic exploration game inspired by ghouls and ghosts and demons Christ. Player takes place of Haggis, a warrior of light who must fight to wield his sword once more to rescue his son from darkness. It is a copy paste of the Odalis description.
So everyone, please go download Odalis on Steam. It's a fantastic homage to like classic Castlevanias and everything. Really great game, and the fact that happened, I did not know that just happened. That they just copy and pasted that. Thank you for telling me. That's ridiculous.
That's just
because
hilarious.
So Odalis is made in South America, and it's a fantastic game, just like their last game was Anakin. And they're making a Contra style game that's called it also looks great. So that sucks that they ripped off a little bit of a legit independent good platformer and
So NeoGAF is now digging as fast as
they can NeoGAF.
To find everything and where it comes from, because
that's always fun.
Once you realize, that's good. Like 10 stolen assets later, you eventually learn that there can't be a single original asset, right?
There can't be.
So at some point, you start.
Oh man, this page is fucking crazy. Yeah, so
at some point, you start digging into it, and you realize that the trophies they have for the game are taken from Turbo Squid. It's not 3D models that they took. They took the exact thumbnail for the trophy and threw it up there on PSN.
Oh
my god.
Oh Jesus.
Their previous game just has a thumbnail of Yoko from Gurren Lagann on it. and it's just sitting
where?
On the
PSN. Can you show it
and
to
it,
me?
Yeah, and you're just looking
is
at
that it.
That's it. And you're just looking at it on the PSN store, and it's just like they.
How does this
the,
get
the
through?
Zelda
like,
font.
No, Max. Just, Max, like, people were telling me literally Sony's vetting process. They someone got fired, and then a new person is in, and they're just like, "Fuck."
Meet
it.
The new boss, they same as the old boss.
And then of course, and then there's Grand Theft Auto pictures on their official Twitter.
This is great,
and it blows my mind because I was like, it's one thing to just talk about a random stupid asset flip. Like Jimquisition does a great job of that. We don't need to cover that. But when, but usually,
yeah, he sure does.
At some point, you have to do something on your own. But when. Every single piece of your entire catalog.
Well, they clearly you don't actually have to do something on your own.
No, you really actually don't. Compiling, I guess.
You hope someone else isn't doing something as well.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So
no one's going to be able to steal this like I stole it.
Sony, please. Please.
That's hilarious. I hope
they
never stop.
Yeah,
because whereas Steam Greenlight, it's an infinite fucking flowing river. This is like a trickle of hilarious garbage.
Life of Black Tiger.
Yeah, it's more condensed. It's focused. It helps you see it better.
Like the crack isn't as wide, so the piss stream that comes out is like razor sharp.
Life of Black Tiger. I was like, when I come back, let's do a video. We can't.
You can't
because that's not available on the Canadian PSN store.
But you can play it on your iPad.
You can. But I want to play the PS4 version.
You want the original experience?
The version that Sony said that's okay.
Yeah, the one that the creator intended.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Life of Black Tiger seemed like a Windows 95 game that someone whose family was rich enough to have a 3DFX Voodoo one chip in like 96, 97.
Yeah.
You're like, check out this. Look at my PC.
I appreciate Simmons doing the thing that we love to do here is try and fucking time lock whatever bullshit came out. Like, down to the specifics of the specific chip. You're so right.
No, like, I'm a big fan of the 3DFX Voodoo card.
Oh,
so
Brazil. Hue, hue, hue.
It's hard to copy. It's hard not to copy everything when we have such gigantic asses.
Speaking of, well, gigantic asses, I could have said copying things, but I'd rather go this way.
All right. Oh, boy. I'm excited for this one.
So,
I heard about this.
Final Fantasy 15 is releasing an awesome pack of a DLC with their Gladio DLC pack with Magitek exosuits, which allow your characters to dress up as Super Sentai Rangers and basically be invincible for, I think, a
this
half hour.
This pack got delayed, didn't it?
It got delayed.
Cyber Sub-Zero.
And the reason why.
Wooly, I hate this. I think that I should be a problem, said
Haim Saban.
Once again.
Saban Brands, actually, I believe is what they're known as now.
Really?
So basically, after releasing the first images of this really cool Super Sentai throw-up that they're going to be adding to FF15, fucking Power Rangers mogul Haim Saban...
Noted piece of shit copyright enthusiast.
Litigious motherfucker that he is, infamous for Chroma Squad. Got in touch immediately and went, "That's mine.
I own Power Rangers."
And the Japanese company that's homaging a Japanese thing that is Sentai is now basically being
backing
forced
down.
To change the costumes entirely because fucking Saban.
So this is disappointing just, to me for a couple ways.
Like,
and
a couple, you say.
But, and it's specifically, here's the thing, is that it isn't going to be a problem, obviously, for Japan, but over here, because anything that crosses the shores and makes it to this side that looks remotely like
Sentai, the reason why I think
he's allowed to get a stamp on it.
It's so disappointing is because I...
Superhuman Samurai,
VR Troopers,
Cyber Squad,
VR Troopers.
VR Troopers, same thing.
This guy needs to... So what I've been thinking about Saban for a while
anyway.
Is that he needs to get fucking Tim Langdell'd. And that, you remember that motherfucker?
Yeah.
He was
Edge,
that piece of
Edge.
Shit who owned Edge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And EA said, "Man, fuck you, Tim Langdell." And they fought him on one of his bullshit court cases. And they blew his asshole out so fucking hard that everyone saw it. And everyone saw that, oh, I don't actually own shit. And he lost his ability to do that forever. Someone needs to just fight Saban on once.
Yeah.
Hey.
And they will totally win. We will all be free from this nightmare.
There's a really, really appropriate
One
thing that I
will.
Would like to see
where with this announcement, they also announced that they're going to be releasing a boss fight where you can fight the CEO of Square.
That's the weirdest.
No, that's
no,
not
yes,
true.
That's super real.
Yeah, video of it. Yeah,
there are screenshots.
Yeah,
and video.
Well, they showed the model on their pretty big presentation.
Those.
How about
Photoshop.
We replace that model
with Saban,
with someone else?
Yeah,
and have you beat him down with Power Rangers?
Was anyone as fortunate enough as me to download the new Power Rangers game and play it for about 8 seconds?
That game looked like
a fucking
trailer, Flash game.
And I made the right decision.
It's the
clearly you didn't.
It's the fucking worst.
Did you saw the trailer?
I played it.
No,
but you saw the trailer.
I saw the trailer,
and then you made a decision.
Look at me, Wooly. Matt is the man who seeks out the Denny's.
Right.
He knows.
He yeah. Okay. You waded into the storm.
Hey, you released a beat 'em up, huh? How does it feel to hit even one single enemy bad? Then you should have canceled the game.
Yeah. End it now, really, please.
Yeah. Please.
Are we talking like, okay, what level of bad? Are we talking like Double Dragon 3 bad? Like,
well, like, imagine
game,
a beat 'em up where when you hit a single enemy once, it doesn't feel good. It does, like, there's no impact, there's no nothing. And I didn't play it long enough to get to like Zord parts, but it was just the cheapest, shittiest, like just flat, like budget flash animation nothingness. Like all the Power Ranger beat-em-ups that released in the 90s, like the movie game, the Genesis game, they're all great. Like they're all fine. And then this one's just, like the worst. It's like, why would you? And the fact that it's classic Power Rangers and not even like the movie versions makes it worse. I'd rather be the movie versions and be like, oh, okay, well, that's just the movie thing.
Looking at the trailer for it, it just looked like a really bad mobile game.
It is.
And the fact that it's not on mobile is the only reason why you probably even gave it a shot.
It is. That's why.
Because you might as well just ignore it.
It's really bad.
That type
I saw like one screenshot taken at like a toy fair off screen on a phone, and I just noped the fuck out after that.
It's real bad. Anyway.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely no reason. But you want to talk about
Saban.
You want to talk about things, beat 'em ups that feel good when you press the buttons on them. Let's fucking talk about River City Ransom Underground.
Oh, shit, son.
Man.
Oh, is the Lucha Underground shit on the docket?
Well,
Netflix?
It
is?
Lucha Underground is coming to Netflix.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, like, right, it's coming.
We're in the middle of a story, man.
I'm trying to do a thing.
Okay, look, so Lucha, god damn it, River City Ransom Underground. Which was the Kickstarter project from a little bit back, is finally actually happening.
From a Toronto-based company.
Yes, and it's dropping, and this is, like, not Kunio, it's River City specifically. They released a new trailer, and this shit looks amazing. Like, they're being really faithful to the River City sprites, but they're obviously like way more animated
so
and doing way
more.
Better than
it's got a lot of charm.
It,
holy,
it could have looked in the back. You got awesome new characters breakdancing. we talked about some of them earlier.
We talked about that girl specifically, Groovy. Her trailer like a few months ago.
But yeah, so you can take a look at this and like
here's Wooly's dude.
Yeah, there's a boxer.
Little Mac.
That's just Little Mac-ing his way through the entire fucking everything.
This looks fantastic.
It looks so goddamn good. And you're seeing exciting juggle systems in place. You're seeing extended combos and, like, the kind of things that I look for.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah, you're seeing Shoryukens and uppercuts and tatsus. And
here it comes.
That's Glenn.
The fucking,
yeah.
Shoryuken.
So check it out. There's a trailer linked in the docket for you guys. But River City Ransom Underground looks incredibly
good. Comes out
good.
In February.
And it's
this month.
And it's basically like, yeah, not Kunio, but Ryan and Alex, years later, after they've opened up A&R Auto, I think is the name of their...
Hey, look at them do it!
Yeah, and then Genzo Man.
Genzo did the art. That's
yeah.
Perfect.
Yes,
I'm glad Max knows who Genzo Man is.
Of course.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. So this is dropping.
It's really
February
awesome
27th.
That this. I think this started as a Kickstarter without the license,
and then they acquired it.
Let them have it. Like,
yeah,
that's awesome.
And I'm happy to say that like someone reached out. So hopefully we can take a fucking look because this thing looks so damn good.
It really feels awesome. Like Double Dragon Neon all over again. I hope it's as good.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man. Because that's the thing is, like, with the comparison, what my brain immediately thinks about is, like, Double Dragon 4, which just came out. And
what a great game that
is. What I'm hearing is that Double Dragon 4 is just very, like, tame in that it's
basic.
Faithful.
in the, yeah. you know, they don't really
yeah,
go too
that's
crazy
what I've
with
seen.
It.
Like, it looked really easy for a Double
I heard
Dragon
the, I heard that the sound effects are great.
But I like the idea of this where you, like, you keep the look like the original, but you go nuts with it. And it's yeah. that's the exact treatment I want Battletoads to go through, you know? I think that'd be the best
yeah,
way to do
like,
it.
Like, Max, you haven't heard this before. We were like, if Microsoft was ever to bring Battletoads back, and God knows they've teased enough of it to actually do it, it's like, how do you bring back Battletoads? You don't in nice. The modern sense. You do you Mega Man 9 it, and you yeah. just make a hard-ass NES-style game because... Like, literally, when everyone thinks Battletoads, they think of the NES game. They don't think of the arcade version. They don't think yeah. of the Super Nintendo conversion of that arcade game.
You think That's of the like, NES version.
Yeah, exactly. Think of the NES version. It's hard as shit. And that, like, even Japanese people are like, when Game Center CX did it, they're like, why is this so hard?
I don't know. I feel that if Battletoads was ever to make an appearance of some kind, like, he'd probably be a guest character in a fighting game. And
yeah, be that'd
be
great if they did that one
shit,
day.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. But unfortunately, is that on the docket, by the way, Ultimates?
Yeah, hold on.
I just want to make sure. I don't know.
Lots of things.
We are helping. Things.
Yes.
We are helping.
Samurai Jack Season 5 had a trailer.
What's Samurai Jack?
Samurai Jack is like literally the best cartoon in the world.
Season 5 is going to be dropping when?
March.
Okay. 11th or 17th, something like that.
Willie, have you ever played the Samurai Jack game, the Sega release?
I haven't.
You should. We'll do a video on it, maybe. That game is actually okay. Like, mm-hmm. it's pretty good. It's mm-hmm. not amazing, but it's actually pretty fun and close to the source material. Samurai Jack is one of those things where I'm like, that's never coming back. It was such an experimental, weird thing that kids wouldn't even get.
So I like how
it wasn't meant for kids. Yeah,
I think it was meant for kids.
Well, now it's not.
Really.
Now it's not.
Yeah.
obviously acknowledging that the kids have grown up.
Yeah, I really, really love Gendy's art style, and I love seeing it like.
I'm
in
glad
this,
he's able to do it again.
I like seeing it in this like high budget, especially like.
And Phil Lamar as Samurai Jack, looks, like one of his best.
This looks
roles.
Way better than anything that he's touched so far, and like, goddamn, that looks fucking cool. So. Samurai Jack coming back and now rated M, I believe.
I think so.
I've been told that's what was one of the announcements. One of the first things after they announced it coming back was that it is now completely rated mature.
I see.
So there's no reason
for
to censor
cool
anything.
Adults like us.
I hope, because there's been some things where it's like you take away the rating and allow the creators to go nuts, like Ren and Stimpy, where it completely loses its charm and the show doesn't have to think about anything anymore. Instead, it just puts everything like right in front of you,
mm-hmm,
where hopefully that doesn't happen to this. You know, yeah, hopefully the fact that it's given its ability to be completely uncensored sort of and go crazy with its storytelling.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can be just as clever as they were before.
The footage
see,
we've seen
is though, like the difference a little bit with Ren and Stimpy, you had art through adversity, you had to be creative.
Yeah, yeah.
Samurai Jack, like it was hyper violent, but it was just robots. They literally it already was kind of at that level of violence. Like when you see Jack versus the Minotaurs, and it's just a bunch of robot Minotaurs, and he's just ripping arms off and then shoving it down their face, but it's electrical.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's like okay, we can just all you might hopefully. It's just the same thing, just we're replacing robots with blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Leonardo. Like,
killed a lot of robots.
All he does is he slashes foot soldiers and he kicks humans and he holds the swords in his hands. And you're like, God damn it, Leo.
You look cool while holding them.
Yeah. And of course, that's because the source material had him fucking cutting Shredder's head off, like, seconds into the book.
Did you ever see that Turtles Forever movie where they parodied that?
Oh, yeah.
So they go to Mirage and Shredder shows up there and they just kick him off the building.
I heard Turtles Forever.
Yeah, man.
God, we should have done a Let's Watch of that if we had known.
God, Turtles Forever was so good.
fuck.
So that's going on. Yes, Lucha Underground is coming to Netflix.
Seasons 1 and Season 2.
That's really exciting.
And very likely Season
3.
Now it is. Because Season 3's episodes just dried up all of a sudden.
No, because we're in the mid-season, apparently.
Yeah, but they went on a break.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Like, now it'll be easy to keep track of where you are.
Much, much easier.
Because in Canada, we're fucked. If you want to get that Lucha Underground legally, You can't.
Actually,
you can
only get
season one, and then season two is just, like, not happening.
And when I first brought it up, you couldn't get season one, if you remember.
I couldn't buy it off the Apple Store.
Wait fucking 2 years to find out what happened at this live event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No, I will not, sir.
If you guys don't know Lucha Underground, please watch it because it's literally Mortal Kombat.
It's just Mortal Kombat. I mean the
it's just Mortal Kombat.
The elevator pitch on this is it's pro wrestling, but there is an ancient belt of power. When you collect amulets and you put the pieces together, you gain
unlimited
power.
There's a dragon man.
There's
sounds like a video game.
Mil Muertes kills the band and then makes a skull thrown out of their bones.
A character is betrayed and his eye is stabbed out and he returns with an eye patch.
There's a guy that's from space.
Literally.
Do you understand?
This is live action.
Do you understand?
There's a soul transfer storyline going on right now.
We're getting there. There's also time travel.
Yeah. We're getting there. So that's.
Did you hear Chikara is apparently going to do an entire season of a time travel arc.
But then someone followed up and said they've been doing it.
Oh my god!
No, so, but someone said they filmed the secret season and they're going to flash back to it.
And you know what? If it's about time travel, then yeah, they've already done it.
Oh what?
Anyway,
time travel jokes.
Hey.
We're here.
So, anyone remember that old, that third Miyamoto project?
Game that looked like fucking shit.
Giant Robot.
It was never going to come out.
Hey, Pat, I got news for you. It played like shit too.
Oh yeah,
did awesome. You touch it?
Yeah,
cool.
Simmons gave it the touch of death.
It was a piece of crap. I was like, "How are you going to?" I remember seeing them being like, "How the hell is this going to turn into a full game?" It's not.
Yeah, so like, it looked almost like a little sumo thing.
Shit's dead.
But basically, that shit's done, and it was going to be the final Wii U game, and it's been canceled.
Keep holding that L,
Wii
U.
That's fine.
And I remember wondering if that was just going to automatically get switched over to the Switch.
Ah! Look at you!
But it didn't.
Oh.
That's fine.
The Wii U is going to stop being relevant in about, well, it's already irrelevant.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah, but
I think
that just has been kind of
irrelevant right now.
Now, here's the thing: I think there's room for a like clunky mount your friend style robot jank game.
I think there is as
out
well.
There.
Yes.
I don't know if Nintendo's first party is the place where that needs to be.
I think that is the explicit problem.
But I think there's a real funny game inside shitty robots smacking each other.
I think there is
like robot gang beasts. You lose limbs and shit like that. That'd be cool.
You guys are huge fans of Gang Beasts now, yeah? Yeah.
And that's exactly...
Gang Geest. Yes, that game
Gang Geests.
That got killed.
I don't know. There's something more humorous about Gang Beasts. Like, Project Robo was just... It was like playing a very highly polished Jaguar game.
The basic sumo like abilities and whatnot like are there were it was all right, but I'd like to see like actual like weapon loadouts.
I haven't seen footage of this in quite a while. This looks like trash.
I want to see you stepping on the wrong object and your bot falling over. You know, like you need to lean into it as hard as possible, which I don't think Nintendo was going to be.
No, that being said, the concept is really really fun in the EDF. Style stance, but it's like there's a couple of VR games that are even released like this. There's a giant kaiju or king kaiju on Steam that uses a HD Vive or whatever.
There's
a game that works like this. There is room for this clunky bullshit thing, but exactly like you said, I don't know who would actually.
Someone with a sense of humor needs to handle
Americans.
A big appeal of this game was the gyro, like the motion control of it. Like that was what was kind of annoying because as you can see from the HUD,
it's got that Star Fox kind of look.
I'd rather it be in VR and then you actually punch with your hand
with tilting, but also moving your arms with sticks and going forward and backwards with shoulder pads. And
this
of course, cutting to him because the game looks terrible. So cut
it
away.
It looks like they just jacked the aiming and stuck this into Star Fox.
I wonder if the speed if a speed increase of like 200%. Would help a lot too.
But the fact that when you increase speed on gigantic monsters makes no sense.
No, I know. I guess it's just kind of like instead of the complete lumbering, you kind of get a little bit more feedback for each decision you make.
Well, it doesn't matter
Lumber's
now because it's canceled.
But combining motion with dual analog arm movement with pedal forward and back, all three of that shit is just, you know, the ultimate example of like pat your head, rub your tummy, and then spin around.
Right.
Yeah.
And you played it against someone else, or was it against AI?
I think it was just AI. I think it was just single player only demo.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, there goes that. What can we say?
No worry. Nintendo has so many games lined up that they can afford to cancel a couple.
And nothing of value was lost.
It's going to be a jam-packed year of Nintendo releases.
Actually is.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Wait, there's
that
only
Mario
like four.
Game.
There's like a zillion.
And that Zelda game on both those systems.
Can you please define a zillion?
Fire Emblem, SMT.
There's no
Fire Emblem coming out in 2017.
There's no way SMT is coming out in 2017. The game doesn't even have a title.
No.
ARMS, Mario Kart, fucking Mario Odyssey.
Same game.
Okay, so like six then.
Yeah, and
so
you're
basically an entire year's worth of games,
year, which I don't believe.
I don't
at
think
all.
Six is an entire year. You
know. I think like from March till the end of the year, I think that's fine.
It's decent.
Yeah, I just want and this next story is just an
so it's like a launch period is what you're saying.
At least no, a launch period is not 9 months. A launch period's 2 months.
No, not that, but like it's just a launch period worth of games.
Yeah. Next,
I wish more of those at the end of the year were. Within the first 6 months of the year, though.
I wish that as well.
Because, like, Zelda's the only one for quite a while until Mario Kart
in
April.
I think the first couple
months
of the Switch are kind of
no,
paltry.
It's 2 months, actually, because it's
March to April.
March 3rd to April 28th. That's absolutely 2 months.
Yeah.
I wanted an excuse to talk about transfaring, but fuck it. We're running out of time.
Yeah. Dude, there's no reason to talk about transfaring as much as you want
Kojima
to.
Kojima even was like, yeah, transfaring.
That shit was stupid.
And everyone's like, fuck you, Kojima.
We could talk about that.
We made fun of that on this podcast.
Or we could talk about a more spicy story.
What's spicy?
Like the not safe for work glitch that removes the clothes of girls in Dead or Alive 3. Extreme 3.
I did not hear about this. But I have to ask, are they anatomically correct?
So they are not.
The reason why I bring
this up
is for the context, since we talked about Watch Dogs going through exactly this issue.
Yeah. Yes.
And so there's totally a...
And Conan Exiles. Please look at our video on Machinima.
Conan proudly embraces it, though.
So when you pop in a VR headset and...
go underwater,
the clothes disappears...
That shit's intentional. That is.
I mean, it's so awkward. But here's the thing: is that there's no actual nudity because they're not anatomically correct, and they haven't been
Barbie dolls, basically.
Yeah, there's no nipples, there's no vagina, there's no like 2B butthole, which was also a lie. But anyway,
you know, I don't mind that. I don't mind there not being no fuss, no muss.
Yeah. So, but that's exactly it: is that they basically
it increases the fantasy of your beautiful porcelain dolls.
Exactly.
But they didn't make the mistake that Ubisoft made by actually having characters that were modeled this way to create problems if a bug did exist.
But they are highly aware that people rip these fucking models out and jam them into Gary's mod.
Yeah.
So they want to not, like, aid that work.
Certainly.
Right. You might say they were covering their asses.
Now, I
don't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
What a pure boy. Go back to your Christian rock songs, buddy.
Cherry boy. I think honestly, like, no, there's probably now official documented rules for Ubisoft saying
stop modeling these genitals, guys.
Put junk on things that aren't going to be
Why?
This can only go bad for us. What possible gain does
and
this
if you're going to put junk, why do you put junk that's just barely above a blue waffle on there?
Why? That's we're not bad. Doing that.
That's not bad.
We're not doing that. No, you guys, you wouldn't strong. Know.
Oh, don't you tell me what I don't fucking know.
You maybe.
I'm just stronger than you are.
Matt, spare your life.
I'm just stronger than you.
Spare your life.
I don't know.
All right. We're not going to scroll down here. Let's.
Not
I watched that video. That
I was waiting
incredible.
For
okay, baby, do you guys remember when they ripped the very first Dead or Alive volleyball for Xbox Original?
I believe so.
I had heard rumors that they were anatomically correct back then. Like, they had done that dirty deed.
Back in the day, I can see that. But when they're dealing with shit to your waifus, like honkers.
See,
like,
this is the thing, though. That was back underneath Tobunobu. Oatmeal face. And he demanded that shit.
Isn't that also why they have, like, a 3-page long warning in front of every Team Ninja game specifically? Just for them about, like, modding?
Yes.
Yeah.
I also think that...
I still remember before DOA 5 came out on PC, there was a fucking statement by the devs. Please don't mod their clothes off. And dude, I bet a bunch of people went, I didn't even think to do that. I'm going to see some titties.
Yeah, right. Coming from the age of Nude Raider mods and shit like that, it's been a long time.
They need to bring Nude Raider back.
To be honest, now listen, Source Filmmaker exists, none of it matters.
Oh boy, does not.
None of it matters.
Remember the first time I looked up an image of Nude Raider back in like very early late '90s or something like that on the internet, and you look at this character that has probably a maximum of 18 polygons without any clothes on, and in your head you're like, I imagine this being a lot better,
man.
It was good enough for me.
Did we talk about how Randy Pitchford may have created the fucking Borderlands? What's it called? What's the name?
Battlelands.
He may have in fact created that subreddit for the porn.
Yeah, I remember
because his post about it was like within minutes of that board's creation.
It just popped up, right? Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. There's conspiracies.
So there's a conspiracy theory that Randy not only
endorses pornography of his game.
He's groveling for attention for Battleborn. He's pointing out the porn.
He might have created
that's
it.
He's
clearly Overwatch waifu porn.
Now remember, he
popular.
Is a magician.
Yeah. It's true.
Speaking of Overwatch, Lucio's coming to Heroes of the Storm. That's cool.
It is.
Anyway.
That is cool.
Let us... Oh, yeah, also Drawn to Death. Remember that thing?
Nope. I'm joking. I do remember.
It was
David
Jaffe's
game?
Yeah, David Jaffe.
Yeah, it's Jaffe's game that doesn't look very good, and he got really pissed off when people told him that.
So that exists, and
that's coming out in April.
The art style,
is it free to play apparently, or is it not free to play?
I don't know if it's free to play. No, it's $20.
$20.
And Drawn to Death, who had that cool sketchbook art style that we liked, actually.
Yeah,
which was
3 years ago.
Trapper Keeper Adventures. You know.
David Jaffe got all the
fat. Of course,
you
have to show David, like, he's now a part of the marketing. This guy made God of War.
That looks terrible, actually.
Yeah,
is this what it looked like?
I never liked the look of this game. I thought the idea was cool, but Jesus fuck.
He looks like me now.
I don't mind it, honestly. I don't mind
the idea. He looks like Rich Evans.
I like the idea of the
artwork, like the models with those textures.
Wow, he does look a lot like Rich Evans, actually.
I'm calling it right now. David Jaffe and Rich Evans are the same person.
Oh, my goodness.
The artwork of the characters, the only thing is that like they look too good for a high schooler's drawings. And
yeah,
the
I could never
work
draw
is
that
way
shit.
Too amazing. Like, there, it should be more imperfect to really sell this, you know?
I mean,
like,
I want
to draw my own dank horse shit and put it into the game.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Is it like a multiplayer deathmatch only thing now? Like, what the fuck even
is
it?
I would play I would play a multiplayer game called Dank Horse Shit in a second.
Dank Whore's Shit.
Oh, woo.
I love this. The art style's ugly, but endearing.
Says Destructoid. But yeah, anyway.
Destructoid's a rag recently.
So that's
since
I mean,
Sterling
if this was
left.
Really,
you
truly
hate
like
Sterling.
High school sketchbook.
I like him now. Did you hate Sterling where he gave Vanquish a 3 out of 10?
No, I thought that was hilarious.
You thought it was hilarious.
I was like, Jesus Christ, you're a crazy man, fuck.
Let's take some emails.
Wow, Jim gave Vanquish a 3 out of 10.
He also gave all the fucking warriors the
like a 9 or 9s. I think the literal subject line for Vanquish is like, you can polish a turd all you want.
Jim's nuts. Jim's a crazy person.
He was like Shinji Mikami's Vanquish.
Jim Sterling is the fucking Alex Jones of video games, and I love him for it.
You know what Jim Sterling
I'm
is?
Animated. I'm a real red-blooded. Yeah.
Sterling. I can't agree with like his love of Musou and stuff like that.
Jim Sterling is the Jim Sterling of video games,
and
that's
yet I still watch every Jim Cousin,
every single one,
and I think they're great.
Did you watch his his review of the Overwatch porn?
I think
it's really long and detailed.
And his channel's fucking awesome.
Did you watch D Pity's video of Overwatch cosplayers watching Overwatch porn?
Catch wind of that.
That
yes.
sounds like a lead up to good times.
The other thing was he was the one responsible for writing one of the stories about me and Marvel back
it's
in the day.
It's true. I forgot
there's
about that.
Anyway, emails.
Ba-da-da-ba.
Where should you send
emails
them?
At superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
Oh, man, you know, usually our guests don't remember the email address. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
It's great being a guest.
Yeah, this is good here.
You just had to pay
I actually
all
really like
friends.
Being a guest. I think I'm going to make a habit of it.
Dope.
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Does that mean you'll be here more often or that you'll leave so that you can come back as a guest more often?
I think that's the latter. Yeah. Please continue.
Anyway, yeah, that email again is superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
Do we have any good emails this week?
Pause. I just remembered how amazing the intro song for the Gymquisition is.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Fucking Born Depressed is such a good song.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Thank God for him. Okay, we got one coming in from Jordan, and he straight up just wants to let us know that when Kamen Rider X8 first was teased in Kamen Rider Ghost, he showed up, did an EX Tatsumaki, and then left. Good right. to know.
Awesome.
Good to know.
I like it.
Strong.
I'm out. I'll see you in 8 weeks.
It's over.
Okay, we got one coming in from Justin, and he says, Dear best friends, I got super hyped when I saw Baikin announced, and it made me want to get into fighting games again. However, I developed a nasty habit over the years. Maybe you could help with some advice. While playing FF14, I often mash the button for the skill I want to come next while the global cooldown is ticking. Mm-hmm. After years of doing this, I now do it in fighting games.
Oh, shit, you're fucked.
Bad. That's bad.
I need to get rid of this nasty habit. I don't know what
you
to do.
Okay, well, the first thing to do is to force yourself to stop doing it in 14.
Specifically,
go to the place where you learned the bad habit and unlearn the habit there before trying
Absolutely.
To unlearn it. Because then, if you're playing a fighter and you're trying to unlearn it there, and then you go back to 14 and then you just do it normal there, you're going to just reinforce the bad habit again.
I remember getting used to I was spamming my shield button with Zarya in Overwatch or spamming Fire Strike with Reinhardt, and it's like, no. Get used to the cooldown timer.
The deal with that
wait
Zarya
for it.
Figure.
And top it and
well,
shoot
that, with,
it.
With, I don't think it's official. With 14, it's extra weird because there's about a half second before the cooldown reprocs that the input will still count for the next one. So that's kind of encouraged. But no, just try and calm down, learn
it
your rotation, dead center. And
it hurts the
relax.
Most in games like Street Fighter V where it's like, counter hit stuff will just destroy you.
Yeah.
But in a game like Guilty Gear, especially if he's talking about like biking, then I think you're going to be kind of okay because Guilty Gear gives you a lot of freedom in how you kind of want to play that game. But of course, if you hit buttons a little bit too much, then.
Stop hitting
buttons.
There's
always a faultless defense to cover your ass.
A lot of, the thing is, a lot of fighters also, like, when you input something too early in a combo and it's not within, like, the point where you should be canceling the move, the fact that you attempted it will sometimes stop you from continuing the combo, right? Every game has that, but some do, and those are the ones where like you just need to. It's the same old prayer thing, but it's practice. You know, it's the same
practice,
old. Just
practice,
play
practice.
It. Keep in mind that you're doing it, and then play a lot of games not doing it.
If you enjoy hitting buttons, Guilty Gear is a good game to play.
It is.
It's a really good game to play. But you hit buttons while guarding. You hit buttons while attacking.
You
hit buttons doing everything.
Yeah.
If you're still playing 14, unlearn it there. That's the root of your problem. That's where you got to fix it.
So stop playing 14?
No. If he stops playing 14, he'll never be able to
fix
it.
I heard him say that.
He'll be damaged
forever.
Play
11.
Oh, fuck. I know someone.
Go back to 11.
Some guys I play 14 with, they hit like cap and got all their shit maxed out. They're like, let's go back and play 11. Psychos. Crazy people.
Go play Phantasy Star Online.
Yeah.
We're going to go way back.
Pull out that Dreamcast and get your internet disc out. Yep.
GameCube.
Saturn. Well, Dreamcast originally, but you know.
The GameCube.
It's there too.
I know you love the game.
Part 2. It got ported
it
later.
Was online.
With a modem and whatnot.
Five people went online.
Yeah. I wonder if there are more people on the Dreamcast version than the GameCube version.
I stubbed my toe.
I wonder.
Online.
I got a HueCast.
They went online. Yeah. Modem.
Yep.
Or you could play Phantasy Star Online too. No, you can't.
Kyo says, hey guys, I've been playing games like Dragon's Dogma and Trails of Cold Steel lately and enjoying the really cool feeling of magic spells in the games. In the topic of spells in video games, do you prefer short and concise animations for spells or longer, more bombastic ones?
Okay, so...
cheers from Uruguay, South America.
I don't know how many of you guys have played Dragon's Dogma, but Dragon's Dogma has the best long cast spell animations I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really unique looking.
It can take up to 10 seconds to cast like one of the bigger spells, but when you throw that shit down, the world is ending.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, 15 has those amazing summons.
Yeah.
Those are incredible. Of course, there's FF8, which is the ultimate in terms of sit back and watch this cutscene.
What was it? Arc is like 2.5 minutes. 10.
Now, I'm fine long as you can skip it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the question is, are we talking action RPG or turn-based RPG? Because turn-based RPG is fine if you have long spells as long as you can skip them.
But action, you
should. I think that the length of a spell's effect should be... balanced out by the rarity of its appearance.
Mm.
So something that's Remu in FF15, I saw that twice in my entire trip through the game, and it's like 2 minutes long or something, but it was so...
It's nowhere near 2 minutes long.
Well, it feels like it's awesome.
You sit and watch it.
But something like a fucking fireball...
You feel like you've been graced.
In a Baldur's Gate game or something. Like, no, I want my character to put their fucking hands out, a fireball to shoot out, hit the dudes, and explode.
Fuck
but
you.
You know that you're going to game the system to get Knights of the Round 8 times.
I always thought it'd be neat if, like, even if FF15 did a thing with it, summons where you give the ability of the characters to cast summons, but it's not a guarantee. Like, calling upon the gods doesn't always work.
Well,
and you can modify the stats
fickle.
To make it work.
They don't like it.
I like... I think the one thing about 15 that I would have changed, as much as I love the way you summon in that, I think it would have been so much cooler if you started the summon but kept playing on the field while it started up.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved if you got the whole cinematic and the god and Odin comes down.
And the dude's just up there, yeah.
Yeah, and he's fucking throwing the lightning bolt and everything is happening the same way it does, but are on the floor.
But then that's an animator.
Getting
his work.
And then you controlled Ramu at that point while you're in his hand.
Yeah,
but that's an animator not getting credit for his work.
Yeah, who cares? Some animator.
I mean, you know, it's ending the fight anyway, so you might as well stop fighting and look at it. But I think it would have been fun to like almost treat it like an extra fifth party member for a moment.
I mean, like if you summon something and it's at a point where an enemy is just basically percentage wise. Always die, then that should be when a full animation plays out. You know what I mean? Like, it depends when you summon, rather than if you summon, like, or not.
In 15, you get actually, there's multiple attacks.
What I would rather have,
so that's pretty cool.
If a spell takes a little while to cast, I would like the casting animation to have some uniqueness to it.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, like, so they should be, like, doing shit with their hands and stuff like that. That's unique the whole time.
Wooly, you may appreciate this. In 14, there's the Scholar class, which are healers.
Yep.
And as they cast their dots, they do JoJo poses with books. Like, they literally, like, hold the book out in front of them and have their arm, like, out this. And later on, they get a different stance in which this giant, like, red effect appears around their book. It looks great.
Dude, I love the idea that the gods are not appeased unless you do that.
Listen.
They hate it.
You better fucking bend that back.
This heal is not going to proc unless you put your hand properly in front of your face.
I love that. Fickle fucking, like, diva gods.
But that's what the gods would do.
Yeah. Your Vogue has impressed me. I will sprinkle a heal on you.
Vogue.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's like, if you can't sacrifice an animal, fine, you're not going to do that. But you got to do a cool pose, bro.
I'm not going to have my practitioners look like a bunch of lamers.
Yeah.
And let's take one from another Matt. He says, "Dear Super Beast Companions."
Hello.
Pat and Willie love mocking David Cage games for choice not really mattering. Pointed out that Western RPGs, and Pat, you pointed out that Western RPGs you play don't feel like your choices make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
However, a lot of JRPGs don't even pretend to give you a choice.
Mm-hmm.
In Xenoblade Chronicles X, when you say no to
this happen, man.
It just double negatives you back to the question until you say yes. Tokyo Mirage Sessions has a digital lolly that asks you if she can call you Oni-chan, and the choices are yes and
Tokyo
very
Mirage
yes.
Tokyo Mirage Sessions fucking kicks ass.
And
the Persona series where it never matters, is it like, okay with your dick out?
Is that the choice?
It seems to be.
Back that off.
Is this a cultural thing and Japan just saves choice systems for dating sims? What are some good choice based JRPGs? First of all, sir, I think you're very wrong with your statement saying that Persona doesn't have choices that matter.
No, the modern Persona series has like infinite choice, but it's in your day to day life.
And if you're playing like if you're going on a date with someone or whatever the fuck and you answer the wrong thing, you lose points for that, which I know you brought up dating sims, but this is a Persona.
And you
game.
Can also be like, "Oh, Yukiko, you're fucking stank. Get away from me." Bitch.
And of course, there's the big final question in 4 where there's a lot of wrong answers.
Find the killer.
So
it's a great question.
I disagree with that statement. However, yeah, it's dumb when your no literally just resets the
It doesn't get much dumber than that. You edited that into a gag in fucking Xenoblade Chronicles X when we're talking to that fucking guy. And we just say no over and over. And he just starts resetting the entire conversation over from the start. It's like, fuck you. Don't even try. Don't give me anything.
I hate that.
That's the magic of video games, though.
That to me is worse than saying yes or no, but it did make a difference.
So the illusion of freedom. The difference there. A lot of Western RPGs do this because the path you walk has to go more or less in the same direction in some points. Depending on what kind of game, it'll be less linear or more linear. But if you have a party or if there's some kind of reputation system, say you're like, we need to kill this guy because he's evil. Right, and you go, no, that's too evil, we can't do it. Or you say, yeah, let's murder his ass, super awesome. And that guy dies regardless. The game will usually still take into account whether or not you were gung-ho about murder or tried to take a higher path and will associate that with your character later.
Fair enough.
Right, which is different from a fucking conversation like infinitely repeating with until you get the right one. I see what he's doing.
I remember a JRPG that had the dialogue boxes that the questions kind of mattered, and that was Skies of Arcadia. Because if you wanted to get the very best title at the end of the game, you had to answer every single question through all 150 hours correctly.
That's ridiculous.
As well as do all this other stuff.
That's
so
really ridiculous.
You should play Skies of Arcadia one time.
No.
Just once.
And
greatest
lastly,
RPG in the world.
It's pretty damn good.
What is it?
Last one is... Dear Best Friend Zone Zaibatsu, if you could have front row seats to the entirety of any fighting game tournament, whether it's the Sacred Order tournament from Guilty Gear, the King of Iron Fist tournament, the King of Fighters, the Battle of Ragna from BlazBlue, Street Fighter's World Warrior tournament, etc., etc., what would you watch knowing that you're immune to collateral damage?
Oh God, that was because
like
I was
Dragon Ball.
I was like gonna immediately
in the lore.
I was gonna disqualify like King of Fighters,
anywhere
Mortal Kombat, etc.
Yeah.
You'd get fucking killed.
Okay,
no problem.
Okay, let's go, Max.
So if it's in the lore, I would be there for the live broadcast of the Ultratech sponsored Killer Instinct tournament, which is the story of the first game.
You know That was a good one.
Robots versus fucking crazy cat women, and you know, like,
that's underrated.
Like, that sounds amazing. Dinosaurs, that sounds amazing.
Not bad.
It has the most variety, maybe.
It has the most variety.
Okay.
I'd go to a King of Fighters dream match, probably 2002. If only for the fact that I want to see all those fights for real, but also that's a massive tournament. That is a very long tournament.
Yeah, you're going to be there for a few years.
Yeah. The dream match, a fucking 3-on-3, like 2 out of 3 matches, bouts. Yeah, you know how long I'd fucking take? That'd be crazy.
Well, thanks for jumping in there, but I was going to ask Simmons, what would you say?
I mean, Max really kind of took the thunder on that one. Because just being able to visually see something is weird. And I'm trying to think of other fighting games, but not every fighting game actually has a quote-unquote tournament in it. You know what I mean? Like, does Guilty Gear actually have a technical tournament that they're fighting?
Darkstalkers? Yes.
Darkstalkers does not have a tournament.
Yeah,
it fucking doesn't.
It's just a bunch of sexy monsters.
Knowing that you can't die by spectating, what would your pick be?
I mean,
what about being in like the audience of a Coliseum for Soul Calibur, Simmons?
Yeah, that would be cool. Fun. But I would go with KI just because of the there's a werewolf and then there's a robot and then now there's like mummies and shit.
There's
so.
Dinosaurs, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Dinosaurs and shit. Like that would be the most visually like mind fuckery thing ever to watch a tournament.
Well, he asked me.
Bar none. Yours is Rumble Roses.
Mine is not. Mine is not, motherfucker.
Bar none.
Ask me later.
I absolutely. My answer is 100% Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh,
but is there a tournament for Marvel versus Capcom?
There is no fucking tournament.
You're making that
tournament.
Shut up, you dumb bitch.
No, there's it's no, more like not, no.
I would tournament. Love to say Marvel, and I actually excluded
you,
it because
you fucking
no
broke
actual,
your own
like,
fucking
official,
rules.
No,
we're gonna get everyone from the Marvel side to fight everyone on the Capcom side, and we're
yeah. Why don't I just say
really
Kingdom
happen.
Hearts?
Let me.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Does it count?
Capcom versus SNK2. Done.
There's a tournament there. Yes.
There's a tournament.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm gonna ask, because does it count if there's a villain that like Secret Wars is everybody?
No.
And forces them to fight in a tournament.
That's
no,
not
it's
real.
A tournament.
No, no.
There's those no tournament
battles.
In Marvel.
Even if
there's
it's
no tournament.
There's no stands in Marvel.
Right, like not publicly.
There's no bleachers. It's not
no,
on TV.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Okay. Because I'm like Because I'm saying, like, if a boss forces people to fight in a tournament
shut
format,
up.
Like,
but it's not in a tournament
no,
format.
Shut up.
They're just skirmishes.
Yeah. He's right. It's just wandering, Willie.
You
intro, know about wandering.
The intro movie is how that's going down.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
You just happen to be playing in a 3-on-3
exactly.
fighting game because that's how the game works.
I'm also going
CBS
back to Abyss and Onslaught
because it
as well.
Is the mark of the Millennium
no,
Tournament.
That's you can't.
That's the thing is I'm going back to like MVC2 and MVC1 as well.
You can't. No, shut up.
All right. Capcom versus SNK2.
There you go. That's the right
That's a better pick anyway because it doesn't have those stupid Marvel characters in it.
That's a little harsh, but
is
sure.
That Venom?
I think the
Oh, why'd you have to pick my favorite? Damn it, Max.
I think he's
stupid
the best.
Now. He's so good.
I think the spectacle of seeing like a Zero Loop in real life would just be the dumbest and the greatest time.
Well, then why don't you say Tatsunoko? Because that is a tournament.
Is it?
I think it is.
No, it's not.
No, I think that's
no,
skirmishes
it's not.
Too.
That's a bunch of skirmishes as well.
Ah, damn it. I thought it was.
For me, I'm
just trying to think of, because like I said, like I feel like when villains pull together a bunch of heroes and force them to fight, like, what's his name? Yeah?
Think in your head right now the ending of CVS2 where you fight the true bosses.
Yeah.
That happening in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah, God Rugal and Ashinakuma.
Yeah, yeah.
That's God.
They merge into one fucking thing. In
See,
front of your face.
This is where you need to be.
Out right now.
Right? I would like to watch the King of the Iron Fist tournament because it's one of the few tournaments that actually presents itself as an actual fucking tournament with an audience and TV cameras and shit. But there is enough variety of the Killer Instinct like taint of like having dumb dinosaurs and kangaroos and whatever the fuck, robots fighting each other. The Killer Instinct is also in the future, which we're not in, unfortunately.
Hey, you know what I just thought of?
Yeah, what did you think
if
of?
If Wooly was at the CVS2 tournament, he would get like to listen to that announcer all day saying all sorts of shit and commentating.
No, he wants the robotic.
CVS1 robot.
He wants the robot.
What's up with that?
Huge
he
difference.
He loves it.
Huge difference.
He loves it. Don't fucking
also,
shame him.
There's no game for
I'll
it.
I'll shame a CVS1 robot all I want.
There's no game for it, but like a sitting in on the Planet Hulk fighting tournament would have been.
Oh, what about?
Oh, that's a good one. That's
what about your guys?
No.
Fuck you.
No. Godlike question. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm glad he put the collateral damage.
Good job, Eric.
There. It's important.
All right.
It is important.
So with that, let us go into what you guys are up to and what you're looking forward to, what's coming out, what you're doing. Matt.
Yeah. I'm currently replaying Bayonetta. Oh, sorry. Do you understand?
Guests first, like, sir.
Guest first.
Real
please,
guests.
Matt.
Let us know. What you guys
have coming up,
what's coming up.
Well, what I'm trying to do right now is I'm sort of on my stream. I'm just still kind of in the genesis of getting it together. I'm trying to replay all the good Zelda games.
Oh, man.
To get myself hyped for Breath of the Wild.
Right.
Because even after playing Breath of the Wild, I'm nowhere near as hyped for it as I should be, considering I'm a big Zelda fan.
Why not go into it clean and normal?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just playing all the old classic Zelda games to get myself pumped up for the new one.
Yeah, me and Max were watching your Link to the Past LP when we finished that stream the last weekend. So,
is it working?
My stream?
Are you getting excited
for Breath of the Wild?
I am.
It's okay.
A little bit. Like it's a very slow moving. It's like glacial. like movement right now.
Okay.
Because I'm just enjoying the old games, but like I know how the new one is and plays, and it's not really like the past ones that I enjoy a lot. So
you're going to get a real good taste.
You might as well do better like playing Skyrim or Witcher 3 to get hype for Breath of the Wild than the old Zelda games. I feel like there's more of that there.
Yeah, I haven't played any of the Witcher games, so.
Oh man.
So I'm not, I don't know. Maybe we'll see. But, and then there's Nier after that, which I'm, mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, is Nier going to be really good? I don't know anything about Nier.
Yeah, it's going to be very good.
So I'm like torn.
Hopefully your heart will melt like Zora's Domain.
Hopefully there's an unlockable butthole.
Dude, if there's DLC butthole taint, that's going to be godlike.
Man.
I got to say,
Yoko Taro's crazy. He might do it.
Did you see
Don't test him.
You see a guy on our subreddit sent him a zip file with like 2B butt pictures.
Lots of people
but then
did.
Like Yoko Taro follows that guy.
Absolutely. As he should.
Yeah,
what are you supposed
so
to do?
Cool.
Not follow him?
Yeah, I know.
He's sending you characters that you designed in compromising positions. What else are you creating these characters for?
Art?
I don't know. I feel he's just got like one of the best heads on his shoulders at that company.
He's great. And his interviews are great, and he's a treasure. I love watching him do that stuff. Max, what's going on, man?
This week, for sure, on stream is going to be super dedicated to Neo. I'm just going to dive headfirst into that game. I can't wait. I did everything in the Last Chance demo.
Yes.
In one night, I could not stop. So I'm just looking forward to a full game being that and just grinding and going through areas and looking for rare monsters and trying to dig up some dumb looking hat that looks fucking awesome. Like I can't wait.
I want to
do a ninja class potentially right at the start.
Yep.
Just like straight ninja garb and Hakama stuff and see how difficult or easy that is and go for a very lightweight class. But outside of that, super looking forward to the 60 frame per second Final Fantasy 15 patch.
Yeah, it's March 28th,
in a couple
right?
weeks. I stopped playing that game because so much stuff started happening. Mm-hmm. I'm only in like chapter 3 or 4. So it's like a good chance for me to jump back in and play that. And then fighting game wise, which is like the big focus of the YouTube channel and everything. A lot of Injustice 2. They're about to put another character outside of Blue Beetle into the Injustice 2 online beta.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play that a bit more. I hope they got something. I think I've got something good because Blue Beetle ended up being just kind of Jax for the most part from the first Injustice. So he's very, very zoning heavy. And I'm just like, this is not a character for me. So I'm very curious who they're going to stick in there.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to play with the Chain and Sickle in Neo?
A little bit. I mostly stuck to just double swords just to stay familiar with something. But Chain and Sickle is like a super ninja weapon. Like it's
the one I'm most excited about.
Yeah, it's a very interesting play style. And it right now, at least from the early access beta thing, It used so much ki that it was crazy. You did a couple of moves and you were out of stamina. It's like, oh my god, dude. Man. Okay, this seems
rough.
Like an intermediate weapon.
So you're gonna have to do the purification timing.
You got to work on purification. Got to work on getting good and everything like that.
Fuck yeah! Of course, where can people find you guys?
Yeah.
Go ahead and first, Simmons.
Well. The Twitter is twitter.com/ @DoomAssistMe, and then it's reversed for the Twitch stream. It's twitch.tv/AssistMeDoom.
That's terrible. You can't read it.
It's better than ours.
Yeah.
And, of course, Max.
And, yeah, my Twitter's on screen right now. I'm also Maximilian_dude on Twitch and youtube.com/user/miles923. I think I also got it changed to Maximilian Dude on YouTube.
Cool.
Make a lot of crazy fighting game videos.
Yeah, and I think we should also point out that youtube.com/yovideogames is like a lot of our archival purposes for the streams that we've done.
Yeah.
And a lot of everything that's not fighting games usually.
A lot of that stuff is. Yeah. And I'll do my own like video production on there too.
Tell Luna I'll beat her in wrestling one day.
I think she's ready.
I'll pin her. Finally. Too strong.
Of course, over on our channel, we've got more Dark Souls. We've got more Resident Evil. More Parasite Eve.
More one-offs, one of which will assuredly be
more
Neo.
Dumpster Fire.
More Dumpster Fire.
More
right.
Congos.
Oh, you.
We played Congo.
Wow, you're just throwing it out there.
Shut up.
Saturn Congo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, well, yeah. Funny thing about that.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll
Matt's,
save it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your wife,
Matt wasn't sure what he bought, so
yeah, I don't know.
We figured it out, though.
Yeah.
I think, is there any other one-offs that we took a look at?
Things I think like that's that. It for now.
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, either way, you know, it's the huge, and once that, what's the next thing ends?
What are you gangs personally looking forward to, man? What are you looking forward to?
This week?
I think we talked about pretty much everything, like
I kind of think
between,
we
like, River City Ransom there's Underground.
There's only one thing that, hasn't been mentioned.
What?
And it's that the For Honor Open Beta is running from Thursday to Sunday night.
Oh, God, I need it.
Dude,
I
forgot.
I fucking need it so bad.
So part of my week that I didn't talk about was me just going to every single Twitch streamer and YouTuber
and just watching For Honor footage.
Oh,
man.
It's so good.
Yeah, For Honor.
And open beta. Everybody get in there. Waste your life.
Yeah.
Isn't the PS4 version doesn't run 60, does it?
No, it does not.
Yeah, it's PC version.
It runs cinematically.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the PC version runs with Uplay in the background. So
yeah, I dealt with that back.
So I'm going PS4 just to dodge it, just to avoid that shit. It's
so bad. Living in a world where multiple games that are like big releases have footsies in them.
Everything has footsies.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck happened,
it's
man?
Super footsies.
God damn.
I'm almost a little turned off by For Honor after playing a whole bunch of it and actually getting good when it first came out because it became very RPS heavy. Like, you had to make a choice between one of three things and
make
then
the
you
right
had to
block,
counter that person's one to three things. Like, okay. It was a lot of that. On top, it was like footsies and RPS.
I think Plague said the same thing, where it's like, yeah, it boils down to this thing.
Plague was telling me last night was that, like, fainting is the end-all, be-all.
That's what I was going to say. Doesn't fainting and dodging instead of blocking mix that up a bit?
It does.
I think fainting was a part of the RPS stuff. Especially back in the old beta I played.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, you could not do an attack. You can, like, you know, commit and then stop. Mm-hmm. And then fake them the fuck out where they would commit to go for something else. I don't know. I haven't played it in a long time. Mm-hmm. But at the end of playing it for, like, 2 days, I was kind of like, okay, this is cool. I'm going to wait for this to come out. I wasn't, like, insanely jazzed. But I did think it was good.
Mm. I mean, RPS does form the foundation.
Time?
I didn't. I missed it.
Okay.
RPS does form the foundation of, like, I think a basic system that can be fun, though. Because, like, if you look at, like, KI, you got light, mediums, heavies. You got to break those.
Yeah.
But then you add on top of that.
That was actually a very interesting conversation early on in the development when I was really close around the Double Helix guys when the game was like being made.
Yes.
Of how much they wanted to take RPS elements. And they tried to remove a lot of RPS stuff because it's such a core mechanic of the game, you know, with the breaking system being the 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
So they tried to take that a lot out of the core gameplay stuff. So a lot of situations in Street Fighter 4, which would leave you in an RPS moment, where it's like, okay, I got to do this to this. I got to throw. If he hits me, he throws me out of it. You know, stuff like that. They tried to avoid that as much as possible, and which is nice. There's not a lot of crazy RPS and KI. Now the game's just fucking crazy in general.
Right. I feel like the 33% chance guess is the starting point, and then you build off of that with you know combo breakers, counter breakers, etc. And so everything that people have told me about For Honor is that the blocking and the fact that you start in a neutral block is a starting point, and then you have defensive options.
I just figured you'd really like it because there are like 6 different defensive options.
The blocking is a starting point, and then from there you have the advanced things.
There's blocks, there's timed blocks, there's timed block parries, there's dodges. There's counter hit. There's auto armor counter hit strikes. There's
head
dodges
juggling.
There are dodge parries.
There's throws.
There's guard breaks.
Yeah,
there's anti-guard break throws.
I hear they're lenient on the tech timing.
They are very lenient.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of Killer Instinct, Ultimate Fatality is coming February 14th.
Yep.
Happy Valentine's Day. Now murder someone.
Jago.
And only 5 at the start.
Jago, TJ Combo, Maya, Tusk, and...
I saw Thunder's video.
You saw Thunder.
I saw that video.
Characters that are bigger than Thunder are smaller than him in his ultimate.
So one thing I did notice is that Rash, he does it against Rash in the video, and Rash responds by looking up and smiling. So the reason this probably took a long time is because they had to rig every single character in the game
to react differently.
Not just to have an ultimate, but to have ultimate reactions.
Yeah.
So that's for free, probably where for a free, lot of the why they didn't initially take this on early on happened, because the roster's getting big. Oh, God, we have to do ultimates and then rig every character for an ultimate reaction.
Yeah, which
is different because they're not all characters in KI are human. They have giant rock monsters and dinosaurs with weird backwards legs and dog people that
weird
stand upright. So they have to reanimate all that shit.
What a package, man. They're going crazy over there. I'd say now we've named them all.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we should just end the podcast.
Okay, podcast is over.
Yeah. Kill it right
Thank
now.
Thank you guys Good so much for coming on.
Doing
we appreciate
ultimate
it.
On it.
Right before we end, hey, Mothman started a Patreon.
True. Mothman is an amazing artist. He has found a way to like paint even faster. Yes. Like Andre Smithing at a high speed, Mothman painting at a high speed, and he's doing amazing work at such an incredible output.
Go check out his Patreon. He's a good guy.
He fucking deserves it. He's a cool man. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you guys soon. Take care, everybody. Enjoy.
All right, hit the button to make the music go.
しないさ